年纪就我做那个人年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪年纪 刚刚我们念诵的是中论的礼赞文，请翻第一品的第一个偈颂文，一起念诵：不生亦不灭，不成亦不断，不依亦不异，不来亦不出。能说是因缘，善灭诸细论。我即首礼佛，诸说中第一。
哎呀，다시한번말씀하자다시한번부터남배유루카디지들다통화가오기아니시진중디다조우치기어리자다시진이신이도포레첸다가브린지파라미타스제니아다시로기팔을두친바스도와자다시로그탕두고디팔을두친스버지기다시로팔을두친바스도와산지에게두기기지저신이찍셔도캔댕이기캔베이시디딜팔을두친바스디팔을두친바스다아다팔을두친친서드셔다딘딘들을바로또침벌달라야하다죄지기바로또침벌체겐다내주도치도체체겐디세인도바로또침지장수파벌투유기돈이무슨놈도배다장수우쌤지쌤비돈이무슨놈도배싫어아다돈을장수우쌤다디아니바로또침지체니디인말이간다죄부실진람실진시체니아다디디다간다시험님때문에성을나왔다니가다가는데다니냠냠책임이있으면쓰려왔다자다냠냠제발나시험그걸봐어제도지대자다바른게바른미터세야디시인에다디상당상당아니니바톱아니니바톱에텐데라야군지체아니영어도스케이루자네아니가데가데파라가데파라쌍가데부디소아세아게좀버티들레이구요아리어다대대는에니터부시로게남디이디자와로데에니전주우승다도디야전주우승이하나대대그동의도그따와디시주민요고듣통이지전주우승맨나동의에따와디민주우상베스미토는동의에따와고바이나에니타와자마자교수님윤주방과타바자마교수님과허리지로고방주로두려말이그사돈이있다면거의영수도없어요말이와다들이이두자네아다가는데말한게다계세죄를주고쇼와다세야디다대대보다저부시진디먼저제하게아니람시진직다교를깨워쇼다대계세주수님저거쪼차대가리딘지인도다딘지로다시진다로봤다담제제인도다계세죠죽을쇼로서는게되지
So all the Buddhist countries where the Sanskrit tradition has spread, we recite the perfection of heart, perfection of the heart sutra is recited, and so the heart sutra, what it teaches is the wisdom gone beyond, or perfection of wisdom, or perfect wisdom. Now, with regard to the perfect wisdom, it can be understood in terms of the omniscient mind of the Buddha, which is the resultant perfection of wisdom, and we usually refer to these as the perfection of wisdom, and it's not given the perfection of the name is not called by other perfections, but wisdom. And therefore, we have the perfection of wisdom in terms of the instrument, the agent, which actually leads to that goal of the perfection of wisdom of a Buddha, and that is the path. The path is the wisdom of an Arya Bodhisattva, which realizes emptiness directly at the path of seeing and beyond. And then through this path, one attains the omniscient state of Buddhahood, which is the resultant perfection of wisdom. And we are all, we all say that we are going to practice this. We are practitioners of this wisdom. And in order to do the practice, we must actually have the knowledge of how to go about with your practice. And therefore, in order to gain knowledge, we first must listen to the teaching, study it. And then having studied them, then we should do reflection on them, reflect on the perfection of wisdom teachings, and gain some conviction within ourselves. And through that conviction, then we must do meditation. And through the meditation practice, we must progress along the path of referred by the God, the Heart Sutra Mantra, Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sangate Bodhiswaha. So we must progressively progress along this path, beginning with the first Gate through to the Bodhi. And therefore, in order to reach that state of Bodhi, enlightenment, what we need is the view of the view of emptiness, or the wisdom of emptiness, coupled with Bodhicitta. Because without Bodhicitta, it is not possible for us to reach the perfection of wisdom, even whether it's on the path level or the resultant level. It's not possible to reach that. Therefore, Bodhicitta is a must in our practice to attain a perfection of wisdom. And therefore, as you say in your prayer, in your Chinese prayer, may I engage in the Bodhisattva practices, becomes relevant here.
아니 타로 토비하게 쳇도 미네 베 겨울로 좀 간지 상무시단에 치신 나간내지 바르사 치신 나간내버든 로치신 나지 뭐 뒤지 않는지 너든 그 소셔서야기 된대기 님도 있겠니 된대지 그 삼배타네 겨워 조인데 산에 어다 겨워 내가 찍이 있나야 어다디 손어 빠서 못 잡대 하지 자대기 말이 그 중세도 와 겨워 찍 어다 된대지 사디리도 우물이 지쳐야 나니야 산지지 고만 터야서야 돼 손어 무서워도 이식소 타야 버사니 죽어리스 진짜 손은 타야지. 아니 내 카드 사투 그래서 슈퍼 제가 요 말 가르스는 빠도 해 봤나 봐 시고네. 소 때라도 저 돼야 요 아래 정도가. 아. 내 쳐도 저 심지 빠도 해 봐. 주변 남기 계획 거반 뒤에 빼 빵도 있는데 빠도 해 봐. 다티 주야기 닝도 빼 피도 좀 찍. 아니 시신 나가 마사가 팔았다. 전도 쭉 삼아지게 된 적이 있어요. 닝도 배 필도 좋아. 닝도 배 봐도 봐 나빠시. 사대라도 사도 그러지네. 고물루루 그러지 않아 손도가. 사대대 인도 자네. 손이 그러나 신주 제도. 람장께서 되게 선은 때렸어. 대달시에 계세 뽑은 남스. 아. 계세. 우리가 뽑으서 송샤데 남준다 봐. 정규기 너무 봐자다 저거 점발로 빠와 정도 마세. 난게 태도에 Any simja tadaki yugi, any dumi juda, paja the java, any bear, jungi in Sabeta, Ningu Jay in the Zane, only the neck bogurva. Tedashan, I guess, a bow nums, Ungar, the Zavono. Oh, resisting the two tituzin, says Sungsha. What is the song?
So someone is saying that if you drink cold tea, it will give you you'll have an upset stomach. So. So when you have something to eat, of course you can chew it, and otherwise with the cold, if you drink the cold tea, it might also come out the way some liquid. So drinking something liquid will also come out as some form of liquid. So with regards to Bodhicitta is that mind which actually delineates your practice, whether your practice becomes Bodhisattva practice or not. And even if you may have the realizations or the high kind of experience of the two stages of the Tantra, the generation and the generation stage and the completion stage practices, without Bodhicitta, it will not be a course. I mean, they will not become a course for full enlightenment of Buddhahood. Therefore, to become the course for enlightenment of Buddhahood, you need to have bodhicitta. And therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa and Jetongkhapa in his concise lamrim. The song of experience says bodhicitta is the yardstick of the all yardstick of the supreme vehicle. So supreme vehicle here refers of the three different vehicles, Shravaka, Pratyeka, Buddha, and Bodhisattva vehicles. It refers to the Bodhisattva vehicles. And so in order for your practice of bodhisattva to become a good practice, you need to have bodhicitta. So with a good yardstick, your path will also be good, otherwise not. And so even if the shravakas and practitioners and so forth may do practices of the generosity, ethical morality, patience or tolerance and joyous effort and or enthusiasm and the wisdom and so forth, and concentration and wisdom, without that bodhicitta, their practice does not become a bodhisattva practice, leading to the highest goal of enlightenment, to full enlightenment of Buddhahood. So, blessing for the tea. So even of course, in other traditions, religious traditions like Christianity and so forth, especially Christianity, there are practitioners who really dedicate themselves in the service of the society, poor people, giving them education and health care and so forth. But in order for, which is really very good, appreciable, but in order for our, these practices of giving and so forth, the six five other perfections to become a cause for highest enlightenment, we must have bodhicitta. And therefore, in Master Tsongkhapa says, bodhicitta is the basis of all the great practices, all the waves of great practices of bodhisattvas. And so without bodhicitta, if you fold your hands together in reverence to the Buddhas and so forth, that will be a cause and become a cause for Buddhahood, and without bodhicitta, it will not. And so it is also called, and therefore, whatever practices we may do in terms of the morality and so forth, they can be turned into the goal called Mama. So the bodhicitta will serve like the gold elixir, turning whatever merits and wisdom we may generate into the two stores of merit and wisdom that leads to the resultant goal of Buddhahood. So without bodhicitta, and with bodhicitta, which is actually focused on, which is actually generated for the benefit of all sentient beings who are infinite as the expanse of that space, one collects so much merit, and there is a deep confidence and a kind of a resolve and courage within yourself to work for all sentient beings. Until the end of the space for all sentient beings, and therefore, when you think about doing practice of bodhisattvas, accumulating vast merit and so forth, sometimes people feel that they how can I really do such practice? For so long time to accumulate so much merit like this and to feel discouraged. But then in Ratnavali, Master Nagarjuna actually advises that we should not feel discouraged, because this can be done in terms of the four immeasurables. You have the immeasurable sense. What you focus, what you actually think of, is this the highest goal of enlightenment, which is really immeasurable. And then the sentient beings for whom you are actually thinking of helping, whom you are thinking of helping, are also infinite. And because of that, with the help of bodhicitta, you also collect and accumulate vast amount of merit, and which will in turn give rise to that vast goal. And so in this way, he says that one should not feel discouraged, but feel more encouraged to practice the bodhisattva, to do the bodhisattva practices based on bodhicitta. And Master Tsongkhapa also says that it is bodhicitta is like the treasure of merit, which in which you can actually gather the vast amount of merit. And therefore, the great bodhisattvas, the courageous bodhisattvas, and holds this practice of bodhicitta, called the precious sublime bodhicitta, as the heart of their practice. And therefore, here Master Tsongkhapa calls the bodhisattvas courageous because they are resolved to help not only themselves but infinite number of sentient beings, for whom they generate this mind of enlightenment, and focus their mind on becoming enlightened for the benefit of all sentient beings.
Gesetam, Chikajum, Shadows, and Mayo, Goyang, 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 Goyang,
산다 드리기 지 간다 시안나 팬베로 숙청보 제베이나 디다 하면 떠야 할수록 아야 다 제니 아니 납수는 록다는 거와인 그래 납수는 디 아야 말이 다 록다디 장주국성 그 팬도 성모 샴팽의 사이들 샴팽으로 연대로 지게 통 지 대조제다 유든제고 사이지기 간다지 그 고하로 떠서야 되면 쉐는데 되게 더네 고를 놓다 고야 되게 용서로다 선다 간다 개치시도 되리 쉐는 나봐 이게 그 정수기 쉐나 나봐 쉐는 되게 말이 쉐는 쉐는 쎄 삼배 나봐 미치겠지 랑도 이지 그 삼배 쉐는 시도적으로 동두자네 어 쉐는 나봐 쉐나 나 되게 용구르시네 랑 준수지네 동그도 샴팽으로 이어지기 미기주 도미니잖아요. 오, 디 타치도 샹나 쩌어지네. 샹나 차도 대와 푹 끼와. 딘지지기다 땡도 대와 중나서로 유딩이 찍는. 다 샹나 나바샤 쩌어지는 양걸 봐. 다치 저 샹 샹나 나바 시드지고 돈버 잔달라 찍디 샹나 쩌어지네. 어 샹 준지도 시드 동기하리. 찍디 랑주들이 동기하리 자 담배 차와 찍고 있나요 간다 꾸는 게 차와게 되기도 하는 싶다 차와 쉬워져도 자 이제 이 두산에 면들라는 도와지 심스 너무 들이는 저때나 다 타로 타비하기 너무 숨이 남는 거 저는 로고 이거 이 두산에 치료를 레벨 가는데도 신의 시도 잡아서 동화서 대강 로드요 자 이제 이 두 간다 자주스 샴팽을 놓았지다 자주스 배 가서 그 시럽을 쳐도 집에 된 뒤지기 뿌 타고 정도다 아자자한데 대만아야 지금 말한도 다음에 다시 자주스 그 남네 즉 샴팽을 놓았장 다 대대 지금 다네 지 주변이나 카이 라이기 판단지 용도도 다 대상도 마세 자주스 그 샴팽을 놓 예배이나 sim zhu yong e duk shu di shedang re duwa. Deja la shedang nigi na ne, shedang di duwa re. Zizan shen la penbe lo zhiwa yi na, kudu da la, chigi, pigi shen la chigi shedang lo di, kudu di ma shuk chung dung duwa, zha yung duwa. Dung nigi da shi da shi da shi kien mewa yi na ya, ko kal ka zang zhigi te pen ashi duwa. Sa di ribu yin du zan ne, wada ane, sim zhu yung hai di kanda shetang ki sim zhu yung yuwa ri dweisha ki kho la chingji ki kho gyung nyampata ri di yinai da di chay do shenla dungi di jya chenggan duwa sati di yindu zane chanju sambar la dweisha la nanya kaw yung yuwa ri shetang la nanya kaw tenay mewa ri ta nga la lam tini nang lo la shetang lam chi yuwa ri di si nyingji chenpyo gunay la eni 탑시 똑바 땜부든 저기 좌도 제외하네 아니 제가 남지 체지 근원을 시달 남지 시나 푸지 근원을 니지사로 끊어 남베 시나 남지 시험 마도 시나는 나 괜히 도와 와 저들이 이르자네 아들이 저들이 이르자네 응글시 반드시 해야 되시면 어디다 템베 로스 되지 이거 있나 나 간다 소소 생기 봐야 되지 됐단 되셔 만수 로고 졌다. 치디 심을 되는 심을 봐. 치디 심이 롱랑 롱초샤 영에들 제가 코레티브스게 막 거야. 치시다베도 구부르 생세 돼지 그렇고 그 있네. 로고 실레비도 찬세. 그 가다 그렇고 기우스입니다 봐. 네. 근데 롱초샤라는 명에 치디 심이 있네. 그 잠들이 제 시디 바이러스 되기도 하고. 봐야. 땅 가도 미 되는 시에 지성기 신앙 수세 예배 속에 아니 그 쓴 초용이지. 다 시장기 영도 용해리리 다 이 믿어와 이 믿어와 용도 성능 감라용이야 아니 증나용이야 다 뒤에 뭐 요소 용도 제일 삼바 세야 되기 시장도 제일로 제 용도 소소심 나로리야 증나용이지 라 아니 차도 증전심 세야지 용도 집에 그도로 정신기 스트레스 이지게 한다 스트레스 정신 용도 되지 dendet var. Zaten de yürüzene pembe sabah seyahat chokya langa jineri, chokya milanga jineri, hada, hada shambela sabasayadi, gulu kwaachirisha. Da tundurani, namju yomari, eni gaya yomari, didi chaskimdwa. Da nga zi mi, ta samuji yari, eni kwaata tayaji yari, dindu ime indi zanyada, zamuni digana mi tumju dunjusu yari, didi, ta, zi sabasayadi, dela jikda, yondenji tong. Gezen tong di gezen da yönden duya diye o cümle de yoksun bari yani kazo bana Jesus Christ yoksun bari Muhammed yoksun bari di geçti mi hepsi da ta 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 da da tarik yazıda çenri bir tane de şey yoktu sen şiddi yöve yine yani lübü teyi o kazo kendi beyim ba zaten de yindi zane kadar lübü cümen ne dağın okura ya Rere, nazu tawa jebe kado ne, chamzi waa ne, nazu luu di chalong chaarwa. Chazanga, luu gu rengxin kora, ji chamzi chwaadewa ji redwa. Kongzu chwaadewa marwa, shedang chwaadewa marwa. Sa dili yindu mizi jiga rengla, chamzi ya na, yunga nyoba xiongde aajig. Go mizi di, kora kandabage, rinbu daito aajig da. Ini jumlah tu yang mewah ini zane, kalau lebih zane, mesti semua dah tua cerita, kalau jisau nampak kibuy mulut. Mie jisau saya ni social animal, so social animal, lulu zane cokwal, lulu zane dunia ni zawal, syaitan tu kalau dek tu, so dili ini zane, syaitan ni ya kata kata jua matang yang mesti ki, cajin samudana, halam halam. Ngaranzi mi kengi social animal saadela peci against jebe sochirida. Dendirisha. Zatini yinu zane dana yinu jitawa di shere secular ethics saadi yore. Che yene yere, mene yere. Kanda rang jebe jita jizor dene chokoyaji yinchin jela pembe samba saadi goyaji duka. Hoti nisi. Da pembe samba saadi 이게 차 토울에 이르자네 아니 다 저도 저 남게 태도를 심정 텐도 미네 아니 남지 제가고 준도 싫어고 저도 저 근데 지기다 자주 쓰는 사람들 봐 딱 그 톰에 멍실고 말도 서바 상고 해야 되는 데서 다들 뭐 무슨 얘기 하시면 되죠
부디신의
So cultivation of bodhicitta, such a bodhicitta that I have already explained, thinking that it's beneficial, I mean, helps even just to think about it, that it's beneficial helps us. And Master Maitreya, in his prayer of Maitreya, says that bodhicitta, he pays homage to bodhicitta, he says homage to bodhicitta, which leads us to a higher to the path of higher realms, and it actually averts the path to lower realms, unfortunate realms, and it leads us to the state of immortality. And so when bodhicitta coupled with wisdom is called when we cultivate it, what happens is the bodhicitta is qualified by two dual aspirations. One aspiration is to be of service to other sentient beings, to benefit other sentient beings, and with that aspiration you focus your mind, you aspire to become a fully enlightened being, a Buddha. And so with in the beginning, of course, when we don't have the real, genuine bodhicitta within ourselves, what we have to try and cultivate is a good heart, a warm heart, in other words, altruism, and thinking of helping others. And so when you have such an attitude towards others, I mean, to help and not to harm others, of course, there's no way you will harm others in terms of killing or stealing, raping, telling lies and using harsh language, and then also divisive languages and so forth. And there's no place for doing these practices, these negative actions or practices, when you really are concerned about the well-being of others. And when with a strong altruism, you will actually avoid even this gossip, idle gossip. And in a way, idle gossip seems not to be so bad, but it actually distracts others from their work and so forth. And therefore, this kind of action will be averted with when you have a very strong altruism. And there's no when you have this kind of strong altruism, I mean, it's there's no need to mention that you will also avoid covetousness and ill will ill will and also wrong views. So when you have this attitude, thinking that I will not harm anybody, I mean, and called, that comes through this kind of affection or love and compassion towards others, warm-heartedness. There, when you think of not harming others, you can think actually in terms of you may do so when thinking that if I harm others, I will be harmed, and whereas this is more or less tinged with the selfish attitude. But then when you think that I will not harm others, because if I harm others, others have suffering, and so you're more concerned about the suffering of others more than yourself as a consequence, and then that is more motivated by this altruism, and so it's more powerful, although the wish to not harm others is the same, but then one is focus on yourself and the other is focus on others. Others are infinite, and therefore it's more powerful because of this motivation that you have. And therefore, of course, the best kind of warm-heartedness or altruism, the highest form is bodhicitta. If you have real bodhicitta, it's always best, and therefore there's no way you can indulge in all sorts of negative actions. But even if you have no bodhicitta yet, in this initial stage, still you should cultivate this altruistic attitude to help others and not to harm others. And when you have this cultivation, when you have this wish not to harm others, then of course to help others, you will not show anger towards others, because anger in a way, of course, directly harms oneself as well. And so when you have this altruistic attitude towards others, you will not, I mean, it will help you to reduce your anger towards others, even if you may not have any understanding of the view of emptiness, it's still helpful. Whereas in the case of attachment, directly it may not have any kind of negative consequence to others or oneself, but then, of course, attachment also is bad because it binds us in samsara. But then anger actually brings harm to others. And therefore, for bodhisattvas, it is said that the attachment is sometimes permitted in order to serve the well-being of others, whereas anger is never permitted for bodhisattvas. And so when you are altruistic, when you are kind-hearted and you're towards others, then of course others will also like you. Altruism, whether it helps others directly or not, of course it helps oneself. First thing is that it helps oneself. And this can be seen even in dogs and cats. If you look at them, we can see some dogs very angry at others, and then in the end what happens is they remain alone, lonely, and whereas dogs which are more calmer and kind towards others, other dogs also don't come around them. And this also happens with us human beings. When we have a calm mind with affection towards others, compassion and so forth towards others, of course we will not be angry at them, and therefore we will not make enemies with others. And when you are affectionate towards others, you will actually not also indulge in jealousy and competitive feeling and so forth, and these are also lessened, and then of course stress also will be lessened through this altruistic attitude. As humans, of course, we have this marvelous intelligence, and by using this marvelous intelligence, we should try to cultivate altruism towards others as best we can. And so, and when we see its benefits of altruism, of course, we will aspire to cultivate it. And even today, some health scientists, medical scientists, have said that altruism gives us a healthy state of mind. Compassion gives us a healthy state of mind, which in turn helps us with physical health, good physical health as well. And so, of course, animals, they do not have the kind of intelligence that we have. I mean, they live their life instinctive and based on instincts. But then we have this intelligence which we must use. And as human beings, we survive on love and affection. And when you are full of love and affection, they are very strong in you. What happens is they help you to gain an equilibrium in your physical physiological elements, like elements of water and so forth. And that in turn helps in good health. And the good health gives you long life. So it also helps in ultimately to have a long life. As humans, we are social animals. And social animals always live in community, live together. And this bond is actually brought by this love and affection amongst us. And therefore, anger, because we are social animals, anger is like adverse kind of elements for a social animal. And so, whether you think of yourself or others, this altruistic attitude is always love, compassion, affection, always very beneficial to us all. And therefore, of course, even if you may not have developed real, genuine bodhicitta, which is a very high level of experience, the highest level of experience of altruism, at this stage, right from the beginning, we should still cultivate altruism, the thinking of the well-being of others all the time, so that we help oneself and others right from the beginning.
所以在我们这一世，如果我们有慈爱心的话，不只是今世会快乐以外，我们也可以让周遭的人快乐。那这样的话，我们社会才能够更快乐，因为我们是social animal，我们人类就是寄居于社会的这样一个动物。我们是一个这样一个群居，在这个社会的一个生命体。因此，所谓的集合或者是群居，靠的是什么？靠的就是悲悯心，或者是 为他人着想，关注他人的心，嗔心会让我们分离，唯有靠爱心才能让我们结合。所以，嗔心其实是让我们结合、让我们团结的最主要的很大的障碍。因此，我也时常说上述所说的这种道理呢，也就是我时常所谓的 sexual ethics， 就是世俗的伦理的这种思维。 我们也要以这种世俗伦理的这种思维，让他去认知到爱心或者是对他人关注的这个爱他之心的重要性。那无论有没有宗教信仰，我们为了自己的快乐都是需要的。那如果这一种的爱他之心，或者是站在他的立场所想的这种心态，提升到某个境界的时候，那就是我们所谓的，或者更高层的境界的时候，就是我们所谓的菩提心嘛。 那有智慧辅助情况下的产生的菩提心，那因此执尊菩萨所说，断除诸恶趣，得诸真上身，离影生老死的这一颗菩提心，在此我作敬礼。
那么，人修嘞， 닥터 생기 동에다 양다 자월 맞잖아. 산제니도 민주진 코와나야 대화면 생. 그래서 미지소는 사실네. 양대 버시 상태는 기원이야 가고 싶어. 간다 지를 편배 상태한테 뺀 모습을 계속 아니 생리부터 저기 심주 따제 제인데 집어 로 숨쉬 들으 그게 지금 좀 담을 때네. 미르자네. 지금 그게 좀 지금 자와요 되어로. 지금 지금 러시아로 된게 좀 때네. 집어도 가나요 것도. 아. 좀 지금 지금 삼나 제대로서로 된게 때네 자네. 막아치겠지. 산다 되게 미 생기 시거디 지금 자와다. 튜브를 가봐야 되네. 지금 정신이 되어 있어.
So Master Shantideva has said that without, if we are not able to exchange one's happiness, one's own happiness with the suffering of others, leave alone attaining Buddhahood, even in samsara you will not have happiness. And so, as human beings, as we live in society, in a community together, it's very important for us to cultivate altruism towards others. Being selfish all the time is not at all good for oneself and others. And therefore, even scientists today, through in the experiments with children, of very small children of ages 3 and so on, around 3, and when they show some animation where someone or toys helping another toy. I mean, when they show this to children, the children become very happy. Whereas if they show some animation where somebody is trying to obstruct someone else's path, then the children are not happy. So even because of that, we need to cultivate altruism.
샴백을 로서 증기는 기회 있고요. 저분들이 걸어가서 채무질에 면해서 팽글어
And so it would be best for us to, it would be good if we could cultivate good heart towards others as best we can. We live in this community of human family of 7 billion on this earth. And so the world also as a whole may be helped as well.
아직 남아있니? 아직 배워있니? 있으므로 오늘 하고 또 양과 배웠다 아니 가사 지우지 따라가 뭐 군대 주시고 있으므로 삼촌 등 나도 민지고 있으므로 과대판에 미토 되기 계시해 되기 이 배기도 와 나를 사셨네 내가 싫어 정도 와 지금 만지기 있으므로 지금 나 맨날 하루 있으므로 잘 되어 있나? 남산 디스턴스 된 거로 디스턴스 되면 그 돌려 아니 지금 지 해보크레시 용도도 와, 아니 격진도 또 시, 용도 와, 지금 인삼 전대는 그렇게 못 와, 제가 실수도 돼.
And so when I give talks around the world to people, I never think that I am Tibetan or a Buddhist or especially that I'm the 14th Dalai Lama, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, but I consider myself, I regard myself as one of the 7 billion people on this earth. And so with that attitude, it really helps when I give talks to others. Others actually could find it beneficial, and it also helps me as well. On the other hand, if I actually think that I am somebody very special, then what it does is it actually causes a gap between me and others. It causes this distance. And because of this distance, then you actually tend to be hypocritical as well. You may tend to be hypocritical, and that in turn leads you to tell lies to others, and which is not good. So the last 2 days, I've been talking about there's being nothing, that this thing doesn't exist, that thing doesn't exist. Today, I'm saying that things exist, this thing, that thing exist.
Yeah, 다 간다 차도 대화야 생기디 안 들려고 내지 시장기 정도 소용도 와. 다 풀이야 지 대화 영향지 나 영향이야 다 유무 생기디 매우 속고요 아래. 다디 유무가서 때문 된질 투대로 유리잖아. 가사대 뉴몬교는 속도와 랑겨와 모니기주와 딘데지를 이랬다 따댕에게 직대되게 다가둔 집에 직대되게 아니 뉴몽 자와체인 거야 딘데 인도산에 아니 직대 믿고 다 세야되 직대 샴반 한신식이 자와내 매대와 그다 신이 딘데 인도 아니 다는 디 유도 다시네 직대 믿고 임바 다 타녀도 예외 다 민자 다유상 다 된지게 미고 인도산에 어 다는 리유도 다셔네스 다 미고 다 텔미네 나버르시 좋은 짐베 지게 인도산에 된데데 미고 다르미네 아니 러시지 좋은 짐베 다 가다 러시지 좋은 다도 다와데 고고요 스타트 소인 바리 자 다지 인도산에 아 다오 산지 좀 된데게 한다 어 근데 시징 중 나라이네 다 창조 선배 창조성의 편현도 즉 창조 선배 땅아도 쉬우시는 것도가 다지 터지 차들이 다데네 뭐든 돈이 그러버디 손이도 전에 대참절로 이네 민자 다유상 자디가네 전에 시시로 쳐듯이 다다다마 이네 자와다 좀 된 얘기 전화 아다 참으로게 탑시 숭지기다 냠린 나딩에 시자다리 얘네다 소수직 슝쩜이야 대즈 타리아 직직이 조인이 지금 특기초 정해주고 있습니다. 대주 타리아 조신이 다 송생의 직 조동이 다야 타리아 아니 송생의 직직신이 여러 일을 자네 아니 자진 주유도 사문 더주유신이 기본이 좋은 말이 다 10월에 야 정해주고 있습니다. 아니 军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢军队慢慢 거주 견데 엔데님과 간다 이니 참아 삼으로 다시 다 투모르셔 뒤리 그러와 다 맨자 맨자 튀어야지 냠리 진급 주세요 남지 송 송대야지 사다디 아다야 타냐 타냐 지를 뒤어리 때부 지제 강사 거전세 아직 사다 자진 주주 사무도유 라진 주주 뒤디 때부 지진들이셔 다 안데 냠린 진료 주사데 폐질 강사 거세셔. 냠린 진료 주디 나도 제 나게 다 기버제도 와. 나게 기버. 디디 제 아니 그 주지 다 가다지 제대로 양 그 드는지 나 제라고 드는지 더 안에 아니 와 코랑 미케버지기 사다 롱다 캄다 박자다 되게 잡아서 뛰니 아니 저런 틀이 냠네 양 먼저 먼저 이제 퇴용하지 그래서 이제 이제 가서 그 센스 페이지 뒤로 샤셔 그래서 다어 아니 사기 거니 뉴스 맞죠 디디 먼저 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 퇴용하지 가서 이제 봐야 되지 뒤도 먼저 먼저 채 다디 가서 그 센스 도시 오는 거지 그래서 다 가서 그 센스 거 가도 심부이나 아니 먼저 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 용대하지 That number is in the Gandu Simbaina, and did some lot of Jiguji. Consult present the Dujin Sosos of Jada. 주지디도 참으로 루루 염사로 써봐 토미 구지 염사로 써봐 대단하게 재선장 멋있고도 야만해 저상의 대진 주지도 삼업도 주위 대진 주지 디디기 염시 디디 차상 예배 타야 애니 규지면 저거를 타네 직접은 틀리 남는 시담배다는 소리는 시도가 탐을 하면 저 대단제제 지금 다 쫓으면 저 사진도 인도 디디 원수 현과시리샤 사태들 냠린 전로 뉴스라는 따뜻지 냠린 신스다 송샤티 다 제 가소래 자처와 탑 가서다 탑 자처와 셔 띵스 섬어 디디 바 찍도 드니 아니 마 댄도 찍리야 아니 사이 내저든 저 타네 지다 냠린 샤로 된대지로 고쳐오면 저 섬전수 마도 셴 자지주기도 섬어도지 냠린 개매들어서 그러시 아오래네 다들 돈이 고려하니 양명이 티를 쓰고도 장수성과 양명이 티를 쓰고도 내를 하고 양명이 지르게 걸려있다 그래서 니네 인두산에 되고 가서 그 골고루 개발로 천부천부씩 예배차네 다 남는 배제는 없어 예배 섭시도
자들이
마시베 그돌이야 아니 아니 베닝마다 길루바다 아니 사자바다 아니 거주바사니 아니 왜 맨날로 쉬고 집이야 통하게 있는 데도가 아니 길고 지기 님의 배에서 다 조마서 소리도 용대요 그거 산다 디디 그 담바 지도 다 디디 마 야오 쉐베이나 아니 뭐나 전에 다 가서 우리 그에 제가 담바 지 다 디도리야 처음에 가서 디도 도나에 지다 그 뒤에 집이나 아니 뭐나 전에 사격은 상말로 아니 가서 우리 그에 자체와도 삼일 남기는 법에 직교 단위 위에서도 세비사리죠. 어쨌든지 고시과도 개심물이. 시합에 독서는 시합이다. 독서는 시합이나 아다가서 그때 가지 시야도 수니 영도 십시도가. 나라도 수스대 배변하이니 아니 거기도 기루도 니무세는 너무 많이 겸용이었다. 배 천지 십시 제요래. 근데 그 섹터리인데 이 천이 약없는데.
所说的 窥见烦恼诸过患, 皆有皆从沙沙的一切生, 陆中论, 陆中论, 窥见烦恼诸过, 诸过患, 皆从沙沙的一切生, 有了知我的体见, 故于此事, 先破我, 所以为了不只是获得,
so, of course, but when we look for happiness, of course, there are those of temporary happiness, which are in a way, of course, helps us. But then what we should actually look for is the ultimate lasting happiness. Otherwise, if you look for temporary happiness, what can happen is we may indulge in anger and all these negative emotions, which will give some kind of satisfaction, but then they cause more trouble to us. And therefore, we need to look for the long-term happiness and the lasting happiness. And in order to reach that goal, and what we need to do is get rid of the afflictive emotions, these destructive emotions that are within ourselves, anger, attachment, and so forth. And for that reason, what we need to do is we should cultivate in order to get rid of these negative emotions, we need, which in turn gives rise to bad karma. Now, in order to get rid of the bad karma, or in order to avoid indulging and or creating bad karma, we have to see that bad karmas are rooted in the negative emotions, and all these different types of negative emotions in turn are rooted in our notion of an independent I, independently existent I or self. And that is the root of all the negative emotions that happen in us. And therefore, what we need to do is to see that what this notion, this misconception of an I or self actually perceives is that this independently existent I. It of course looks at this self and oneself, but then you actually have this misperception of a reality of the self, and therefore the object that actually this clinging to us, grasping at a self, holds on to, actually must be refuted first, so that you are able to see selflessness, and therefore we need to refute self in one, the independent self itself. And so so this is how what is mentioned in Madhyamaka Avatara by Master Chandrakirti. And so in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras also, we find mention of all the different bodhisattva paths, the altruism and so forth, which are in a way shown as an implicit or indirectly in the teaching, whereas they teach explicitly the view of emptiness. And so within the followers of the Perfection of Wisdom teachings, for example, we have those of the two traditions called the extensive lineage of the practice and then the profound lineage of the wisdom, and the profound wisdom or view. And so with regard to these two, of course, and then based on and then with regard to the cultivation of bodhicitta, we have the two systems of cultivating it. One is the seven point instruction lineage, cause and effect instruction, and then the other one is equaling and exchanging self and others. And so now, based on these two, Master Shandideva, drawing on Master Nagarjuna's text in Ratnavali and others, he actually emphasized on the practice of this the practice of cultivating bodhicitta, which is equaling and exchanging self and others, which is combined with the understanding of emptiness, and therefore this lineage is also known as the great practice lineage as well. Of course, all the different Tibetan Buddhist schools follow this system, follow the system of great both the extensive practice lineage and profound lineage, which combined together also gives great practice lineage as well. So this is something which is common to all Tibetan Buddhist schools, and which actually pertains to the general structure of Buddhism, and not teachings which are meant particularly for specific disciples, as it is in the case of the what is known as the blessing lineage of practice. So when we come to talk about the blessing lineage of the practice, it seems to be the case that these teachings were given by the great Mahasiddhas, the great called yogis of the past, Indian masters, to when they have gained some realization and they shared with the disciples, they gave the teachings, very specific teachings which were relevant and effective for that particular disciple, and this cannot be, of course, given to anybody just like that. And so there are those teachings which are general, which pertain to the general structure of Buddhism, and those which are very specific teachings meant for specific disciples, practitioners. And so according to the physiological build and the mental dispositions and so forth of the disciples, these Mahasiddhas gave these very specific teachings, whereas all the Tibetan Buddhist schools, Sakya, Nyingma, Kagyu, Gelug, have their root in the Nalanda tradition, which actually follows this extensive lineage, profound view lineage, and the great practice lineage as well. And we need to understand this well. The blessing lineage, of course, cannot be something separate from the practice of method and wisdom. Of course, when it comes to Deity Yoga practice, then these two are combined with the Deity Yoga practice. And so, therefore, the method and wisdom practice are as foundation to us practice.
Any
So if we could really understand the different writings of the great masters and then put them together, compare and contrast them, we will gain more insight into these Tibetan these practices. And there are people who say that they are gelukwas and they are not allowed to touch Nyingma texts and so forth, which is not true. So now we'll go through the teaching which says there's not this, not that.
That is, 동이 그도 동이 당 동이 되는 마도배 지지자들 never ends. 다 동관이 이사하게 다 된디 아니 시바리아 얘라 산전남지 최대 뭐 대번이라 양다대 지든 구조 때마다 답변도 이제 대보고스 강다 댐바 티니 남이 나버 미시 대단 상제 댐바니 삼미 티니 남 미시 세 아 제가 가다이니 땅 아주 안다 댐바니 댐바니로 돈이 샤이로 전에 그 그게 낭수 될이야 대장기 마침벌 땅 그 나야게 최대 최대단 대 그 늘로 근데시도 파파파 재주당는 거 알아 当然是能够去告诉你你去这个当上当年的他的话的娘的他的口话的娘的他的先的上当年的这些的他的妈妈这边哎呃可是他也是希望我的不给他约的吧那样的呀哎你不给瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧瞧 这个引路路看到的人性的格子些的话，那是个太没心不了。但是对引路看到些的话，都算得接下去。但是呢，得把人写下来。那特殊这个人性，那其他前面呢，特殊这个人性念段的短短短吧，是吧？那他也接来的来念段的各种短吧写呢，啊，得把人性都写下来。不是可是光了差的，但把人杀的目的为什么来写下的？反正长期不得，是在个哪里呀？哎呢，这制作堂大写的地位的，你不得谈谈谈吧？先什么？可是先去做送，第一什么老工作的吧？写用的话，加上他的谈言的马家人马到，反正今天各部门都讲的，艺术缺的，开支缺的，旧的都什么老东西？那么你写小事些，你的各方面工作时候都到上都没办法，但你团队特别熟悉，但提改吧，但提他说那个人么了，但提改下来，哎呢，第一点工作特别是都退下熟悉了，只能他看他这个南水人别在那做大了去，那么他说那个第一点中是那么多，第一遍细致了过。但引入难当了，这个那等于了，但把人才都都下来。实际上啊，看到但把等于就南面那边没戏吧，再到上街他们上面等于那没戏。但吃不了多呀，各部的东北人是安的，那你顶住个太困难，你都送不了吧？引入咋呢？他家那边嘛，他们台北村的东北人是安的，东北人比住的太多的。但是这个是这个地方的多，但是这个是地方的多，但是这个是地方的多，但是这个是地方的多，那我等着没落地方的多，所以你这样的等着给你看到的等于住这个是不特多，但是这个一笔钱是要给这地你他也看的在写过了，所以你这样的呢，那我等着落没有地给你上吊是当然的在呢，等着落没有因为军事的钱的你可对外人心嘛，哎，你对外的嘛，对不？我给嘛，哦，他都是呢，你怕上当呢？哦，他对面让我个主都不行，我说哪有个多的？他对面个主席不行，明白？看他见了对呢，绝不嘛，绝不可能嘛多，对面人心不积极，主席不行，对面都是他积极为主在呢，他也懒得嘛对不？坦白讲呢，对面呢是，我到坦白讲呢，坦白讲不是鸟都少的呢，你个下巴是根本都这里。东西写的，他们如果呢，上面的客人给，看到你客人给，是吧？哎，他这代表中国的啥意思？这句话什么多啊？他
So Isolde has just read verses 7 and 8 on page 127, chapter 24, and then also through to 9 and 10. So when we talk about emptiness, we're not just staying contented with the appearance of things, but we are actually analyzing and how things exist, what their nature is. And so without checking into the nature of things, how they exist as such, we can still talk about itself and others, samsara, nirvana. Samsara and nirvana, there's good, bad, and sentient beings, buddhas, and so forth. But they are posited without doing any kind of analysis into the nature of things and how they exist as such. But when we talk about emptiness, we go into this examination of how things are. And therefore, we have these two truths. One is this appearance-level truth, the relative or the conventional truth, and then the other is the ultimate one, truth. And so ultimate conventional truth is said to be that object which is found by a conventional mind, of a conventional and called, valid cognition, and called which becomes the object, the purview object, or the objective purview of that mind. And the ultimate truth is that object which is the purview of the ultimate analysis, the reasoning mind, which finds it. And so there are these two truths, appearance level truth, and then also the ultimate, how actually things are in final reality. And with regard to these two truths, of course, the even other religious schools, philosophical schools also talk about it and them, such as the Samkhya school, as we already covered the day. The Samkhyas say that the ultimate, the primal factor, or the primal, the prakriti and the conscious being are ultimate truths, and whereas the rest of the evolutes, as they call it, are just everything that has come from the primal factor are all conventional truth. And even if the term, these terms may not be used in other traditions such as Christianity, still we may be able to say that God and Christianity, from our point of view, we can say that God is ultimate truth, and then the rest of the creation are an old conventional truth. And so verse number 7, 8, and 9 says, those who do not understand the distinction between the two truths do not understand the Buddha's profound teaching. And then verse number 10 says, without depending on the conventional truth, the meaning of the ultimate cannot be taught. And so the very fact that we say things are empty is proved by the reasoning that we use, which is dependent origination. So the ultimate reality of emptiness is proved by this reasoning of dependent origination. And when we talk about dependent origination, we're actually talking about the appearance of things as they work in the law of causality, causes giving rise to their effects and so forth. These are something which are not deceptive to us and not deceiving, but appearances which are infallible and things that are happening in our life. And therefore, because things are dependently originated, when we reflect on, although things are dependently originated, when we actually reflect on how things are dependently originated, then what happens to us is that the causation and all these things happen, but then they appear to have some kind of independent existence, and therefore we need to see that the way they appear to us, the independent objective existence, is not the way things actually are, and therefore we need to establish emptiness. And you might say that, of course, it's good if you understand emptiness, but there's no need for this, because we, even in this kind of conventional terms, we can still go on with eating, dressing, and then living our life, and also doing altruistic works and so forth. The reason why emptiness is taught is said in verse in the next verse. Without understanding, the meaning of ultimate nirvana is not achieved. So Drumtempa, as I said before, Drumtempa has said that, of course, when you they call a fire is something that burns us, and saying that fire has no intrinsic existence will not help in avoiding that burning. So if you put your hand in fire, it will burn. And so it's very important for us to see that, to reflect it, on how these negative poisons, the negative emotions that are poisons, actually gives us suffering. As we also studied in, found in the 23rd chapter, talking about how these three poisons actually give rise to suffering. And also the 18th chapter is very important to study for understanding how the selflessness of beings and phenomena.
Nyanga de botom in yuse. Ta tong ban yuse adi ke chudu nam jiki shiro gita tane som dan jigita redua. Sanda di any tagdon to ye si any penishiro ni buda sumi tame chumi rame jisus in the shock has over jita tingle buda. Tanga the shiro ni buda ngazi that in doza shiburis, lashamoto ko samu tos tamu in the shock has some tingle buda.
So with regard to emptiness, of course, we need to really use our discerning mind, discerning wisdom, and reflect on it. Otherwise, sometimes you may, when you read the Heart Sutra, which says there's no form, sound and so forth. You may find it like, why do we need to think that there's no sound and so form and so forth? And then sometimes, of course, you may think that just reading the Heart Sutra will be helpful, and if you know it by heart. But you may think that talking about emptiness doesn't really help. And So there were two Amdo, to tell you a story, there were two Amdo guys, and one actually knew the Heart Sutra by heart, and then the other didn't know it. And so the one who knew it by heart, the first person in front of the second person, recited the Heart Sutra very clearly. And so at the end of this recitation, the second person said, "Oh, you didn't need to say no eye, no ear, and so forth, but you could have just said there's no head."
So
With regard to the perfection of wisdom teachings, there, even amongst those who consider the perfection of wisdom sutras teach the final reality of things, the subtlest emptiness, there are those who are not able to actually take these teachings of the perfection of wisdom sutras as definitive, teaching the definitive meaning, who are not able to take these to be the definitive teachings of the Buddha. And therefore, there are those who say that these teachings in the perfection of wisdom sutras are actually have to be interpreted. And therefore, we have certain schools which use the Sandinimochana Sutra as a definitive teaching of the Buddha. Sandinimochana Sutra, and then say that on the Buddha gave the teaching in this perfection of wisdom sutras on keeping in mind how the three natures exist, and therefore these the perfection of wisdom sutras are interpreted as provisional or interpretable teachings by them, and so therefore we have the Jitamatra view or Jitamatra philosophical system based on that, and based on the Sandinimochana Sutra, and then even amongst the Madhyamakas themselves. And there are those followers who say that certain perfection of wisdom teachings, like the Heart Sutra, should actually be interpreted because of the teaching itself, not actually qualifying the phrases like no eye, no ear, and so forth with the term ultimate. And therefore, they say that those sutras which actually qualify these teachings, saying no eye, no ear, and so forth, negations with ultimate and the term ultimate are considered to be the definitive teachings, and those which are not as provisional, and therefore in the verse number 11 it says, by a misconception of emptiness a person of little intelligence is destroyed, like a snake incorrectly seized, or like a spell incorrectly cast. And so this refers to those of the lower schools of the followers of the lower schools of tenets as well. And then in verse number 12 it says, knowing that the Dharma is deep and difficult for simpletons to understand, the Buddha's mind actually turned away from being able to teach it. And so after having given the perfection of wisdom teachings, then the Buddha, in order to help those with certain different mental dispositions, gave the teaching on the Sandinimochana Sutra. And some sutras, in some sutras, the Buddha seems to indicate that there is a person, and when he says that the five aggregates are the loads, and the one who carries it is the person. And then, and then in other sutras, he even says that there is no person but phenomena. And so these are given in accordance with the different mental dispositions.
Any tuning or missiva, telco was at your sin, Sundua. What the dinner she shenny has no auto in it, got the tension calendar, chase army calendar, got a chidun go yore. In it, chidun she one isn't the chidun kind, isn't a poor mingo on the yabak on a little Kunda Kasachu, Chisanda, Tayo, Mora's is not the Botunchi, Tawash is the Kuzo to Botunchi, Cheney, Tayo, the Niji Magic, Sumimudua. That the Nadu, Chenada, Samzabe, any Su Suzin, Kasori Su, Suzin Tobe, any Kasa Shenshi, any Kada Yuji Manitu, your marriage, and that was Kayan to take Kale, Kale, the team to her. So what did it? So today we do that. And the day, because the person, the woman, the child, the person, the kewe nga jir yewe shepe ndora nga dhokso chi che yu zane ya yao jir ma shima che lubu che ya kewe nga jir che yu dhe vishdwa lubu kewe nga jir jen se di ma shi beru suki dasi dati gyondu tawa nyuwa ni tongla tawa ma yinbe chwe ni tongni pongche wa kanda nga la mite toos da tongdi kanda tongwa nyi rungwa tera tongche rungwa nyo kanda tongni mi rungwa tera tongche rungwa nyo kyun rangi kyunam ni nga la yonsu gyurshewa taro ngobre shunshin tu tanyi chewa gyubashin umabara tsuwa la kyun pange digi kanda ini anda digi da ngoo niji madruna enda kowa da nyangdegi da kanda guni nyumu chodo namchang cho chodo hiri enda tsangwala enda shaa togumindu tsangwala mewa chaa togu do shene su kyun pange adi da yāgū sāṅ dāba yīnā tsū gyōn pāpa dīdī kērāṅ yā gyōn jītī sōgū dōgūs tā tīsūṅ yā shēnī dā dāla ngā bāchī dāñī chīpa gyūpa shīnīs tā gyōn kāntīs lāgu ārā sāma nīng būtī kēdī ngā nō rāngshī lē yōpār jēsū dā chā nā tētā yīnā ngō bū nā gyū yī mē bā chō dā wō shēnī ngō bū rāngshī jī dū nā Rangshin Jumin Dermen Tang, Dendri Dota Jumani, Chidupurna Shijigla Mingidoga Nidu Gyurus. Chan Song Shadishe. Da Wumen Dawa Sada Kari Reslo Na, Kasa, Kasa, Dishu Kasa, Kasa, Mingidoga Nidu Gyurus. Oh, Dimari, Kanda Dijo Da, Da tenjung ki tuan shewe, ene tatawa la mitensa, da di shulu sunduwa. Da kachishu dirisha. Tenjung sehatigi, ene takwe tatawa da, chebe tatawa, nikalo di seyemichi. So da di tenjung kuwa, yao shana di huyare. So di di yinba yindu, da kati kandri resulamna, Kaiti ngobun nam, korupage dakshi korangka ngayne, rangka ngoji, eni lhenji roji, ta lhenji sechoku mendo ta lhenji ham, ko shenla doi tu dhubo mayinwa, korang rangni ki doi migo kwane dhubo jiyeba yina, dhibi chwe di ko dhaba mibo kwane dhubo yina, dhulu dhe kwa mendo wa. Jula tene yongwaya ko dhevu di korang korang ki dhruktu me dhevi chiki. Kanda dhujila karo rangyi mahimba chiki la tene rangyi dhruktuwaya chiki. Dhidhikidhwa. Sa dhidhik yindu kedi ngonu rangshi le yobar chisu tachay na teta yinna ngobo na dhujima ba chio tawo osu. Da suna dhiri. Da dhevu tani gyunyi tani cheba Odari, rebu tani gyuni da cheba poda che da cha, gyawa tani ngakwa tani rebu laya naba che isi, chani. Da, ngobo ranshin ki dhruba yina, eni, gyundrega namsha shatukumari isi. Du ngoni dhruba, du sati ngoni dhruba yina, ko temi ke da gyuchi shaku uri. Du singa kora, geja rebu la tene, geji ki gyusi labari maato, gyu kora, ya rangni ki, kada rang geji ki gyulu tena, ko dribu chaadiyo re. Chazanga gyu tena dribu singa kora, da rungu yona tungu shinsi labari nanshingi, pena zugu sum tuzi yabar nangi, zugu jima di rungu re tungu resi labna, labtaya kyanduwa. Di rungu di tungu saadi, dugu sin rakwa chungu suna, delu tena tungu resi. Dugu siya suna, eni delu tena rungu resi tena. Di kāng rindung di shēnshī kī wāng kī chōng mātō, kōrāng kī tēne rīpū tōng shē tōng mātō. Tā wā gyūtān rīpū sī yādi, rīpū rī tēne, gyū rī tēne rīpū sī. Tā tā kā nā shīng kī kāsā rōs kē chōng mātē, tā chāwā rī tēne chēpā bō, chāwā rī tēne chāyā yu, chēpā bō rī tēne chāwā. Tā dī tsā mō rā wā tā tē, rīpū tāne gyūnyi tā, chēpā bō tā, chē tā chā, gyāwā tāne ngākwā tāng, rīpū lā yā nā bā chē tā, tā dī yī dī, tū rū kā lā nā, 디르송샤도 거래. 뜨루케마나나 용이야 말해. 人心就做事了呢，这么没有把的，就是没把的，但不没把的，真正应对呢，就是这个门道是，恰恰的说，就是这个门道是到就是这说的。但第一，你做记得，担心这么重要，我真的东北人都写死，习近平那了，东北人送下第一的，担心重要，我就是这说的多是。就像电器这么做，我真的懂过你的学习。电器这么做是要团队，天天锻炼打过第一次，锻炼做过，锻炼打过，是吧？锻炼是老多没法子学，妈的，人要个这五年要的学，打过是要这个没法子学，是吧？锻炼打过是要这个，那他你他你干呢？他你学的我们老的，那。这是他的学历嘛的，这是讲的，别么这边拿了呀？电视去年没到了，中心今天怎样的？日数够了，结婚前电视这就三百个，现在，其实呢，就是说我们兄弟拿到了呀，别拿的我们捡的，这个到那个到我拿了忙些呀，这个在电视过了早送到啊，呀。大家能信给我们说蒙古拿到了呀？哎，你都是什么电子？第一，这数目多啊，丢了之后都是什么电子？摸了之后就是这些电子，丢了之后也没见过电子啥的，电子蒙古用多啊。是，但日月节我电子，可是不知道啥的。日月节我电子给电子现在送下，但电热、电热冷、电的大瓜是吧？电的大瓜，电的重啊，电热是吧？但电热的过年前就是电子机。电力单位电力机，那其他单位电力机，可以迅速下去还是多。所以这里印度上呢，那的其他电力大国啥的，还是基础这个当中，还是最重要的，人均还是最稀的少许多。但民间大有这样啥的，民国王的有这样啥的，他年多长时间没修，这机构的这些，上面要是当地方都学的话，这都是。这些电中门有超过一万门吧？这些东门超过一万门也弄。啊嘞，这是什么思想？你把它写开。干嘛去？
So we'll have a 15-minute break.
哪句？卡萨的人给卡萨公路住，就是你别可多噻，这就是洗不起。干什么？十分钟，这还是认识的。这，但是呢，可是的，这个那样的的，有的，啥的，那就出下。杨大门有工作员，可是工作员，他那一部有本事，应该出下。但是送去不吃，一年个送，送去吧，送去不吃，
我想我判定个人是否是我个人的错误吧，因为我们中日判译的这个中论。
So, with regard to the teaching of the Buddha himself, of course, the Buddha never imposed the teaching that he gave in the perfection of wisdoms to everybody that he met, that he, who came to him for teachings. And so he gave them teachings according to their own mental dispositions, interests, inclinations, and so forth. And so Master Nagarjuna, when he says, in a way... the verse number 12, which says, know that the Dharma is deep and profound. Knowing deep and difficult for simpletons to understand, that verse may seem to be like a sarcasm for the realists in a way. So, Master Nagarjuna may say that he... doesn't blame the realists for what they assert in their philosophical thought.
，引用了就是非
So with the Nidin the teaching,
Tata Wala Mijin Shi, Lixun Din and Guji, Mawala and Mibi Ju. Mamay Lungta, Dendera Medus, Loza, Lucy, Dendera Medus, and Machaya.
So his Holiness is referring to some things that he had said earlier, and maybe a date about the date of Nagarjuna. He may have been wrong. And so Nagarjuna was from the 2nd century. So don't think that the Lama is not sure, the translator is also not sure about these things. And now, to go into the teaching, when we study philosophy and of the different philosophical schools, such as Vaibhashika, Sotantika, Chittamatra, and so forth, we also come across these terms, that they also use, like the term which is designated or designation. And in the case of the Sotantikas, for example, they say that things are that those things which are imputed by mind are designated, like the permanent objects, the permanent things which are not produced by causes and conditions, are designated or imputed, whereas the created things are non-designated, non-imputed. And then in the case of the Chittamatrans also, they say that when they use the term that the expression that, you know, a certain term such as a vase does not actually have a referent object which is really called out there externally. And so they seem to be using these terms like imputation. And similarly, they say a person is imputed and then the psychophysical aggregates are substantial and so forth. So in a way, they seem to be using these terms, and therefore, when you look from the point of view of the Prasangikas or Madhyamakas, you can see that there is a kind of a progression along these different philosophical schools as you your understanding and insights into these how things are dependent, your understanding and insight into the designation of things, how things are designated, also deepens. And therefore, you can see these different philosophical schools like the rungs of stairs leading you to the top. And then in Ratnavali, because of these different philosophical schools, views of the different schools, Master Nagarjuna even uses the term simpletons with the arrogance of a scholar. And so referring to these philosophical schools. And then verse number 13 says, since the absurd consequences you adduce are not relevant to emptiness, your rejection of emptiness is not relevant to me. And then verse number 14 and then 15 says, when you foist on us all of your errors, you are like a man who has mounted a horse, his horse, and has forgotten that very horse. So what this means is that realist schools of Buddhism say that if things were to have no intrinsic or essential existence in them, in and of themselves, then nothing would be feasible. The causality and nirvana and so forth will not be feasible. But then Master Nagarjuna is saying that your what you are actually criticizing me with these reasons that you're using actually befalls you. I can turn these propositions or these reasonings back to you and say that you who deny the existence, I mean, who actually say that there is an essence in everything are actually with these faults of saying that there's nothing exists. And therefore, Master Nagarjuna says, if you regard all things as existing in virtue of their essence, then you will regard all things as being without causes and conditions. So here, what is being said is that if effects arise without depending on any other factor, then they must arise. I mean, they must be self-produced, but that's not the case. Effects come from their causes, like seeds give rise to their sprouts and shoots and so forth. And so they are not these fruits and so forth are not self-evolved as such, but they come from the seed. And so this cannot be, and because of that, self-production is not possible. And similarly, in Master Tsongkhapa's praise to the Buddha for teaching dependent origination, he says, it is through the reason of dependent origination that one does not lean towards an extreme. That you have declared this excellently is the reason, O Savior, of your being an excellent, unexcelled teacher. And then Master Tsongkhapa also goes on to say that intrinsic nature, uncreated and non-contingent, dependent origination, contingent and created, how can these two converge upon a single basis without contradiction? And so what this means is that if things were to have any kind of intrinsic existence, then they cannot be dependent on other factors. Whereas as long as something is dependent on other factors, they cannot have independent intrinsic or essential existence often in themselves. And so the intrinsic nature and so forth cannot exist in causality. And therefore, if we look at causation, I mean, we see that certain seeds and other causes give rise to their effects, and therefore the effects come from their cause. Not only that, but even to have for that cause to be called a cause of the effect, I mean, there must be an effect that arises in relation to it, and therefore in relation to that effect, I mean, the cause is a cause and otherwise not, and that the cause itself has its own cause, and therefore in relation to that cause it is an effect, and therefore we can see that they are relative, something that we call cause and effect and long, short and so forth are like relative. If you put up two fingers, the middle finger and the ring finger, the middle finger is longer, but then if you put the middle finger with the small finger, you'll see that the small finger is shorter and the ring finger is ring finger is taller or longer than the small finger. And so in this way, things are relative. Just as in the case of action, agent, and the object acted upon are related to each other. And because of action, you can talk about an agent. And without an agent, there's no action. And vice versa, there's not going to be also the object acted upon and so forth. So all these are the conventional things, long, short, cause, effect, long, short, and called action, agent, and so forth, that are mentioned in verse number 17, where Master Nagarjuna says, effects and cause, I mean, that these are all feasible if you are able to assert that things are dependently originated, that things are dependent, dependent and not independent. And therefore, he says, effect. In your regard, all things as existing in virtue of their essence, then you will regard all things as being without causes and conditions, and effects and causes, agent and instrument, action, and arising and ceasing, and the effects will be undermined.
Hello. chik tu chayga tenzib chik ben samdama yina rang suk saya di eni dakshi ta suk che di ta kanda suk ji ta pungburu tel tena ta ta di dakshi da chik tu yu ta te tu yu tu pa tu su sibe yina kaya manyeba chik su chagar bada zang tongwa ni manyeba zangla shaba yina da nyokta risha अंदर उम्र जितना ना रहा कि उस समय चुम्बन मेमिन लुम्बन नागमें नमस्म में क्यों में ना तेरे शाने कि वो कांग सें देशा में दुआ तेरे शाना तक कहाँ में देख सोच शासुआ दिशु दे कि वो कमरुं दुबे चिर्स कमरुं दुबे ल देने तबरेस कमरुं दुबे ल देने तबे इंद्रजने एन यंत्र जुआ मारे सें दत्त तो सुन दुआ 저자가 탄이 세고야 돼 내용도와 저 직도 저 된지도 스파 상단에 빼나 속 스파 상단에 속도 마오스 다 속도 마스 패지도 투리 직도 저 된지 파시엔 대시 뒤 죽을 때 똥만이 속속 넣고 주나 가고도와 그러나 나 똥마오 똥만이 마오스는나 과스겠다 와 나 다들 전에 많이 봐 当上去落了下头，顶俺的手上出什么的？他等那大哥下头呢？等那主位是，晓得等那主位，等那主位，告诉，就是等那没主位，他对面，对面，对面那个呢主位，东边是的，对面，人心是骨头么多啊？一年的，告诉我的对面人心的当，当落地的眼目了，当上他个么都买不起。 你落地的树，树少了呗。他看到落地的，呀，那看到他那都，俺约定的了，带你们那个去。他那都俺带那大伙去，因不得的，可是可以没事的。加上个，那我带着路没跑，都把开人车的过完呢。其实说说那我，其实都跟我倒霉。那么些人家我其实都带着没路通，咱们年年年些日子那工资都是在说说话那是正常些的。 天天个什么做过？当的当早都是的，但是怎么说？天天怎么的？天天当的当的，真有我们那么一弄事。俺们有的晓得个，当吃的吃，提出个的吃你不的，可是天中没有，穿个也不没有，这些东西穿个也不没有，那是那个小老个你不的，讲说生过老了呀。俺们这农民的，今天他们天天个，这老不生过的，哎呢？
这那他国都那个那叫等于这个，我们学的那个时候，我们光啥了？我们书包里都啥都，书包里都啥都，那边都了，吃的嘛，等于这到上当平了，行？哎，改的那个啥改去？哎，可以谈谈的嘛，行不行？哎，这一下就是干嘛的，对吧？酒店那个没改这个多，地少了啥呢？晓得没得吧？啊，那我们还是一直在那吃酒局，那个没那个啥整个的。
我们那边面红，我们那边面红，是不是兄弟？我第一次查的时候，给不得。他就是了呗，查查查了一下，多少钱？查的就空白现实，是不是？是不是？就是的，等等等，从那个的，群居的，就是，查是的，空白都是中间的，查的就空白现实。藏文有一句话叫做，麻雀和鸟的差别。
So actually, verse number 18 also says dependent by designation. And so in terms of dependence, we have the dependent in terms of causality and then dependence in terms of the designation and then also dependence in terms of parts and part whole. And then the final understanding of dependence is the mere nominality of things, that things are merely in name. And then verse number 18 and 19 are something which we all of us should memorize. Usually recommends this. Because when you do some kind of a tantric practice, then you always begin by saying Om Swabhava mantra and saying that everything dissolves into emptiness. But just reciting the Swabhava mantra in Sanskrit may not make any sense to you, and so it's better to recite these two verses, the verse number 18 and 19, before saying the Swabhava mantra, so that you have some sense of what you are actually meditating on. And otherwise, birds can speak some human language. I knew in the past a bird in Nobolinka, which used to recite Om Mani Padme Hum mantra very well. And it actually raises its voice when it says Padme. It raises its voice and just really well. And so His Holiness was also saying that in Tibetan, we have these two terms for birds, cha chu. Cha are those who are the birds which can actually walk and which walks on the ground, whereas chu are the smaller ones which hops and as it goes. So now, with regards to emptiness, there are various reasonings that are used to establish emptiness, to prove that things are empty, such as the reasoning which examines the nature of the course, which is called the splinter, diamond splinter reasoning. And then there is the reasoning called the lack of one and many, which examines the nature of things, the identity of the things themselves. And then there is the reasoning called refutation of production from existent and non-existent things, which is checking into the nature of the effects. And so dependent origination in terms of these three types of dependent origination, then the final one, which is the mere nominality of things, is the subtlest form of dependence. And whereas the reasoning, which is the lack of one and many, may be helpful to understand that things are empty, because we see things, whatever thing we take as the subject of our scrutiny, we see that this thing does not exist inherently or truly exist, because it is neither inherently one or inherently many, with its parts or the object of designation, the basis of designation of that object. And so through that reasoning, what you can actually come, the conclusion that you come to is that there is really nothing. Nothing can be actually found within the basis of designation of the object, and that is negated. And so there is a sense of there being absent of there being nothing, of course. And through that, and you may gain some understanding of that that things cannot be found when we do any kind of when we do an analysis into them. And so that alone is not sufficient. We need to also understand that things are dependent, as Ratnavali says.
Maybe Kajin Digu Midona, and Shana Deva Yumari, Shana Deva Mena, and a Judah King Chavaja Yamari, Tendi Indu, Joan Mitch Jiwamis. Tendi, Judah King, Judah Devu, Namshagi, Joan the Jiwam Mena, and Pagwa Tamba Shis in Sunya Kora, and Tundi Tinjum Shil Shabatola, and Tamba Shis Sumarota. Mindibu Tunga di Gultan Yuris. David Tendu Tawa, David Deva Nanaja, Tendu Deva Tawa di Gugin Sudusen Yongoris. Chen Sun Yundu, got a Gundig Tendi Shirisha Sundu. Tidu said, You never the joy of Maris. On the Papa Tommy Gainsum said, Ada Risha. Kadaini, 네. 다 산지베 중국도는 소용인데 지대급의 제발이 말이 지대급의 로이 원군들 같은 중앙의 말이 아니 지소도고 아니 정이 아니 가다 가서 레드샤다 지소도고 아니 딱배줄의 중앙의 말이 아 제우 교원들 난신지기 제우 지지기 교코레 교원종의 지구그리스 메다베케 살소마세 로 요메베케 메다베케 데네 뉘베케 사티 데안도 덴데긴 도나리아 디베 디중스 송샤티 지금 그게 제다 자스님도 가랑고 지기 예바체니 그 아니 야 마 제부시마 용데니지 용기요 인도산에 디베 디중 사티 아 다드네 Ini dikir dikir saya tadi mendapatnya ini. Ia bersangge ya dewa cewa yang mana pernah di macam yang nak tahu. Ia berarti di mana dewa cewa saya mendoa. Cakap dewa cewa di kiri di kore kiri bersih kore. Cakap dikir dikir. Jadi ini kasar. Nuvekin sadik. Ini jodohnya di kijiki jodih. Kau kalau mendebet jodohnya di hanya kau riktu macam ni yang koris. So tadi jodohnya mendebet ni mendebet hanya jodih tak misalnya macam ni sahut. Ini tak ada apa dek lah. So dosung dia. So chi jodih cahsane sahur ngawal le jodoh ngawal. Ini jodoh kata debut. 또 장점은 이제는 둘이한 대비 정신이 차단이 어떤 수가 말이 이내 거래된 누버직담 여대어지 고할와 저들이 인류 누베게스 소셔도와 저마다 뒤뒤 저들이 인류산에 담시 남샤디 동해 담바 구조 담바 고베 담바 아니 남지 담바스 저들이 인류 개지 둔제 중지기 둔제매나 파괴 담바 시보는 결아 매와 타원 요로스 Tenshi jiwa mayi na dunga yuwa khala jiwa. Mida dunga suba ti rangshi niye le yuwa mayi. Rangshi liya ni yuwa yina re, yuwa mina re do. Rangshi, ka? Yuwa jin disha. Si nge di pa na mina su. Nge di suji kiwisha. Rangshi liya ni yuwa yina jishi kudu jiwa jiwa. Tiji dunga ni nye chala kunju yuwa mayi no. Dunga rangshi jiwa na gogo yuwa mayi no. 人心你呢, young natures. 人心居民的, 人心居民对面的, 人心这么没有, 都不会有人, 过去的对马的, 过去的七月, any, 过去的下生过用心马的, 人心你呢, young natures, 过了那么七月, 浪的人心有呢, 过不太会没有的, 给这个男子, 牛毛色的, 过你就准的, 就是没把钱呢 你们不得, 让我过的住在这边呢, 你们不懂得逻辑解决过呢, 你们能给我太阳用心嘛, 可看到大部分被掐掉了, 所以你的研究, 让人心原来呢, 我把台湾没有的, 其实让的光线呢, 就让人心原来呢, 让光呢, 逻辑给我太阳用的吧, 让, 那时候把逻辑给我们, 说完的时间呢, 那时候被, 看到没看到过呢, 근데 냠샤이 지고 있네. 지고 있네요. 간답에 야 집어 준비하다 통바방배 개바다 통바방배 가서 통바방배 제외 개바다 된댕이 아니 돈은 냠샤이 지다. 공방방배 제외 개바다 된댕이 냠샤스는 고소소 도대도. 와. 진짜 인도산에 람라정시 연언이 공부태워 민주지 지들람도 공천은 최일한시 위험해. 강시 동네 군주도 고고 예범마이나 람지 동네 고고니 강시 토바 교원데 다지 말하신 러시안 도르소 개저전시 니예니 용수시범마이나 테니 지들 용신교 러시안 내범마이나 디신도니 큐니기 빵도 모두 차와도 검던 저부시다냐 용시신도 메롱노스
이 이체 부콩 저우 有生有 如是则无有四圣谛之法。所以在此呢，龙树叫做反驳，反驳之前他们夏布论师。
So verse number 20 says that if things were to have any kind of independence, that they do not depend on others, they are not contingent by others. Then things cannot, we cannot have cause and effect as such. And so it says if all these were not empty, and as in your view, the Nagarjuna is now turning the argument against and back to, turning it around to the realist. And it says then there would be no arising and ceasing. And so it would follow that the Four Noble Truths would not. Would not exist, and so the Four Noble Truths are based. The teaching of the Four Noble Truths are based on the law of causality itself, and therefore we can know that suffering comes from its causes and conditions, and even happiness and finally lasting happiness also comes from its causes, and therefore pain and pleasure are not without any causes, and Asanga, as Asanga says, that they come. They are not without any causes, or like if the cause were to have not come through any other causes and some it creates something, then that would be like it's things coming from without a cause, and so it would be like a creator who is not created, but he creates other things, and then similarly Asanga talks about, so Master Asanga talks about this unwavering condition, impermanent condition, and potential condition, and so things cannot come from without any causes, and therefore they come through an unwavering causes, and therefore, and then within the causes themselves, there are Master Asanga calls the impermanent cause, because the whatever effect arise, they must arise from some cause. They must have some cause, and therefore, and then within the cause, anything cannot give rise to anything else. But then the cause must be something which is compatible to the effect, and therefore with regard to suffering, we can say that suffering comes from its cause. It's not causeless. It has not come through without any causes, but it has come through cause, and that cause is compatible with the effect, and with the effect which is the suffering itself. And so the compatible cause of suffering is ignorance, the ignorance about causality and the nature of things. And similarly, with regard to cause and effect, we can say some seed and a sweet fruit comes from its own compatible seed, and if you want something sweet, you cannot have a bitter seed, and a seed which gives rise to a bitter thing. And similarly, for something which is like a chili, it has to come from its own cause, and therefore you have the potential cause like that. But then, when we say a seed gives rise to its compatible effect, like a sweet fruit coming from something which has a potential for sweetness, a seed which has the potential for sweetness, we are not actually saying and asserting a theory which is asserted by the Sankhya school, which says that there is called inherently something within the seed that gives rise to its effect.
Chö 강사계 전에 슈퍼시 레네시 전에 이런 데로 강사계 태그맨도 견뎌면 애는 산계 태그마리 전에 어디 간다는 시기에는 쥐어서 매버봤다 쥐어서 매버봤다 드시고 좀 말이다
So, the song is read up to verse number 31. So, what these verses from 20 down show is that if there were to be any kind of essential existence or intrinsic existence in things, then causes and conditions cannot work. And so in order to the parts to work in us, they must be caused.
Changzhu de Tamzhi Tienpe Yishi le Madenbaya Yungurhez, Madenbaya Demetun Yungurhez. Deshin to Kyo Yi Changzhu, Tamzhi Tienpe Yishi Jiang Sanjia le Madenba de Madenba Demetun Taiwan Yudhi, Rashi Yi Zhubhe Shirsen. Kyo Yi Rangshi Ni Yini Sanjia Mimba Kanyin de Changzhu Zhe le Changzhu Zhe, Zanyang Changzhu Tao Mingyur. Gaya chöda chö mienpa namya chöpura mienju di midongwa la jishi chaas. Da dhariko. Tene dhagwa mena, dhan tongpa tene dhagwa mahiwa rama ni dhruva jimba ina, da genji chöpura juya mienpa hindu zane. Wada di gaya chöda chö mienpa namya chöpura mienju di midongwa la jishi chaas. Rangshin lani chakwa mien, chöda chö mienpa yang dhruva kyo la yobwa yu. Chöda chimi gyushimi dhribu kyora yomayi. Chöda chimi gyushimi dhribu kyori kyora yom. Chöda chimi dhribu dhribu jiji tongmayi. Denji dhribu dhribu tongmayi la nyojikan. Jidhambayi tanyani gulan naba chebayi. Chani lamji namshar dhigidhida achachadi. Shi negru chashani. Kanda ini ngoni ki dhribayi na. Ngarandu ta kanda gyur dhribu kyesli uzzani. को जेजेन जेवु दिल तोने दुशाबो मा द मेवा मेवा दे तोसेन जेवु दि गु रंगजु ल या मा रे जोंजु ल सने ते जुस ल मा द कांदा ताको सम मा द दि जेवु मोनि जि जुबे जिन कदा जु जोंजे मोनि जि जुबे इन केसि गि जेवु तल तोने को जुदि का केसि जेवु दि केसि गि कासा जेजेन जेवु दि केसि इन जु सने 계신 어머니 주변에 신 주변 어머니 계신 어머니 주변에 님도 영국으로 왔다 저다가 계신 제우디 야말바 지지 줄 야말데 콜 계시 타냐 다소로 그 민고왕기 그 파다 파다 거네 샤도도 그 중주근 제우로 선데 그 교수님 뭐다 뭐 샤데 신지 그들 신지 리가데 류 가서 라지 당근 안에 그 야래 다가다이니 tunyam yungdu yungu yare tunyam shaku yare debu kewa longa to chobe chawa da sanong gabo longa to chobe chawa de tunyam du yede wesi nyugi yata cha zanga ngoni ji chuba ina ini sanong gabo longa to chobe chawa de sanong tuyuru yabache dan debu kewa longa to chobe chawa de ten debu di yogu yare 진진이 차원이 뒤냐면 차원 관계 인규 균진이 뒤냐면 인구 거래. 다고 중주로 삼네. 중주로 삼네 때는 다고 쓰는 뒤로 거래. 그 뭐니 주변이나 매주 차용했지. 자 뒤로 가대. 그래서 지난 최대 취미 기준에 내부 개리 결례 최대 취미 내주면 내부 지지 동무인지. 지단 안 해도 타니 먹고지 그러 작주부터 하네. 아니 그 타니 배워서 님은 나 다가서부터 하네. 그것도 남샤 먹고지 샤인 걸 봐. 봐. 제마도 그 남샤 되던데 저대야 샤대야 그 뭐니지 두고 집이 있나? 그 잡아서 그거네 샤투야 맵처럼. 지금 하나도 저번에 내가 인내지 뭐고 쉬어지 그 잡혀가는 샤야지 뭐든 민두가 봐. 나 요즘 집에 참 적어 주네. 나 그 자주부터 하는 쉬어주래 마도 그 배드카가 그게 뭐고 랑세버 지기 편했다. 요즘 집에 연성을 지시하는 샤고 주는 그 샤라 가고 그래. 야바로. 배드 가서 니리신도 배 나무 랑스 전에 그 집 샤가. 다 그 추수체 가무제 봐도 대신에 있는 진리는 남 나오시다 됩니다. 거기다 잡수기 또 떠서야 당 가오로 주든다 남 나오시로 셔마도 그 기지파 치니 자주신 켜나마 다음도 뒤 관점 피스스 다가라래다 관점 피스스 파도 수진 그 최디 그 애럼 애럼 파도 체인도 전에 꽉서 시기도 와 파파파 체인도 전에 아다 아다 두진 처지 참여시니 아다다 숨주부터 이슈스나 숨부터 찍고라 하셔야 그 전에 그 김이야메 되지. 저자도 관점 피지스 단자 시행에 되기 다 여당 고인처럼 샤마셔 수시도가. 다들 이게 뭐한다. 야가가도 피지스 뉴클레 피지스지. 어떻게 말이 시에서 라즈라마나스 어 콩고디드 사 관점 피지스. 저분이디가나 또 치수 다르시리스. 네 자갈이야 론이 동아게 코네 관터 피직스 뜨르들레 사샤스 그디샤스 아노 고블루루 슘들이 토네 어디샤스 거디 저들이샤 저도 저 관터 피직스 그 동생원이 샤이고 다른 세네 많이 버티 동생원이 샤이고도 다디 땡중 세아데게다 돈디 땡중 가라 깨우체 그 아 그 때네 다버레스 작업원에 가리서 다디 샤이는데 이거 때 때우지 샤도지 어쨌든 이제 지금까지 당연히 끌어 내봤지만 동반일을 내시는 자화지한 매주신 소범매배 자화주 미지반 재원주 러시아는 저와는 마지바다 망가다 치수도네 내주신 내가 나서 자화주 계속 동반일이면 마토 토벌 자화다 동해 탈시 레다니 묘모 탐지 보험함에 다들 인도 관계 땡진 대원종스 동반이 있던 아니 때는 딱성기 아니 때는 딱서 마도 때문에 라운드 그 주변 동에 동버디 남샤디 야구를 거쳐봐 이나 통한테니 동에다 군주단에 고고다 럼니 대다 통인 파괴 때 맞다고 시작하는데 저도 시고 이 수십오 응?
So verses 33. Verse number 33 says, if nothing were to be an empty, 33 says, nobody could never perform virtuous or non-virtuous actions if all these were not empty. What could one do? What can one do with what can one with an essence do? And so, if things were to have any essence or intrinsic existence, independent existence, then no amount of conditions can actually change them. And therefore, you cannot perform virtuous and non-virtuous actions and so forth. And for you, even without virtuous and non-virtuous causes, there would be effect. And according to you, there is no effect arisen from virtuous and non-virtuous actions. If for you an effect arose from virtuous or non-virtuous causes, then having arisen from virtuous or non-virtuous causes, how could they, that effect be non-empty? And so if they arose, if the effects arose from their causes, then they shows that they do not have any independent existence as such, and therefore how could they not be, how could that effect not be non-empty? I mean, non-empty means that how could they not be intrinsically and called empty, not be intrinsically empty? And then those who deny emptiness, which is dependent or origination, undermine all of the mundane conventions. And so, even to deny emptiness is to assert that no action is possible, and that there is there can be an action without effort, and there can be that there can be an agent who performs no action. And so when we talk about a path system, of course we develop the path which shows that there is, you are undergoing change and making transformation within, and then of course we can see that those paths that we develop come through our effort, our causes that we develop within ourselves. And not only that, but even at the basis level, when we talk about the causality of things outside of us, we can see that in relation to an effect, something is called a cause. Whereas without an effect, that it won't be called a cause as such, because it cannot have anything that it actually gives rise to as its effect, as its consequence. And therefore, if things were to have any kind of intrinsic existence, then it would be the case that the effect itself is within the cause itself as well. And so that is not possible either. And so which is to say that if effects were to be is within the cause itself and intrinsically existent, then it wouldn't depend on the cause, or the seed cannot give rise to an effect as such, because the effect also is intrinsically existent, which means that they are together, and therefore we cannot even talk about this when some seed is giving rise to its effect, or a shoot, a sprout, then we cannot even say that when the seed is about to cease, the effect is about to arise. That term cannot be used, because the seed and the effect it gives rise to are there simultaneously within the seed itself, and therefore, because they are intrinsically existent, they should be simultaneously existent. But if you actually say that the effect comes later than the seed, then of course there is a sequential causality working there, and conventionally we can actually posit a seed being the cause of an effect, and also that's in our everyday life, whatever we do, I mean, we can talk about this, doing this, that, and so forth, going through all kind of experiences in conventional terms, not when you say that things have and some kind of essential intrinsic existence at all. And so if the effect and the cause were to self-defined and have some kind of self-defined characteristics or intrinsical existence, then you can't actually talk about effect and cause. You can't distinguish between these two. But because things come through causes and conditions, we can talk about some effects arising from this cause, that cause, and then we also can talk about the dawn, the break of the day in the morning, and then going through the day, and you know, we can divide the day between the morning, afternoon, and so forth, because of the conventional existence of these things. And when you actually look into the nature of things, of course, you cannot find anything like quantum physics.
This is
So through the quantum physics, what people find is that there's nothing that exists objectively. But then having said that, sometimes these particle physicists, when they are not able to point their finger at anything which they can say as being this or that, down to the quark level, then they say that nothing is really findable. They're kind of lost in a way, because through their experiment and research, they can't find anything as having any objective existence. But then in Buddhism, we can still talk about, although things have no intrinsic existence, that you cannot find anything if you search for these objects within themselves, but we can still use in convention, they say that things are existent in convention. And I know one quantum physicist, nuclear physicist named Raja Ramana, and he said that in modern times we come up with this concept of quantum physics recently, but in India it has already been discovered 2,000 years ago. And then Solon is read to verse number 40. Verse number one, examination of Tathagata on page 121, if you have not found it. Neither the aggregates, nor different from the aggregates, that the aggregates are not in him, nor is he in the aggregates. The Tathagata does not possess the aggregates. What is the Tathagata? So this particular verse is in examining the Tathagata, the Buddha, saying that the Buddha is neither his body and the mind, nor is he different from the body and the mind, and he is not in the aggregates, these aggregates, nor he are the aggregates in him. And so the Tathagata does not possess or does have the aggregates either. So what is him, the Tathagata? And so here, when we talk about something possessed, there should be a possessor and a possessed. And so it shows that there are two different things. And without the possessor, you cannot talk about something being possession. Or without a possession, you cannot talk about a possessor as well. And so you can actually relate this particular verse. Instead of saying Tathagata, you can switch that with your own name or yourself. I usually do that, and you can also use it in relation to someone whom you call as your enemy also. And so instead of saying Tathagata, you can say I do not exist, I do not possess the aggregates, and call this whole verse, and saying I do not neither the aggregates nor different from the aggregates. The aggregates are not in me, and nor am I in the aggregates. I do not possess the aggregates. Who am I? And similarly, you can use it with your enemy, someone called enemy. And it's very, very helpful if you think along these lines and meditate on emptiness. It really helps me. Every day I recite this, and it's really helpful. And when you think along these lines, and you understand that there's nothing that independently exists. And then when you come out of your kind of a meditation into the daily life and routines, you can actually see that things are like illusion as well. So it's very, very beneficial to think along these lines.
Dishibu rinshin jiwa maris. Rinshin rinne kang meba, teshen ngay le kalayyo. Ngoni yitubu shi meba jiba yina, di shenlu tenne ngoni yitubu shi shatuk maris. Kanshi shenji ngay tenne, teta nyitu mithe toks. Kanshi dami, kanshi dengi meba di, jita dishi shekwa jul. Di, imra, kanshi da, ji tenne taksam shi mada, dengi meba di, jita dishi shekwa. Moni doing this, and the Tabas is a dish or two to see young Yamaris, she's a dish. Catherine, she, you mean, Shangu, you have chicken juice. Patchy, the dish of a ranch, you never in a dish of a count and a dog with pumped deer and she doing Maris. That he catch him shut up. A deep in the Marina Munji looks over it, that is a low hallum, she's you corner. Casa da Miracot, a patch of dough, you were so, Casa da Miracot. Ini dah rujukan nangge, ini sisi pembuluh zio, sisi telingan zio saya cikdi dah sangat dahyun tu, ini ngai tengdo, tangsang si syadiah, tangsang si syadiah di pungso utang tangsang si macam ni, so tadi kasar dah mula rakut dah di sebesar ni, so jiru juga tu, kalau jisun jiru sengi, nuju mah tawa cibu nang katulia. Nyalah kasar dami rapat dihite. Tidak harus luar cahaya. Masuk turun lebih ke tu nih kasar demi tujuh siapa. Kasar tayu kasar cikgu di. Cikgu ni rangdoh di tayu je. Tak pun moni dua jam macam mana dengan itu jadi senjut tayu je. Yang nak kunci yang nak ikut nama siapa di sana senjut nama senjut ikut nama siapa yang gua orang. Jadi ni itu jadi kau turun lebih ke tu nih kerja siapa yang gua ni. Tidak ada di. Kansar dami lola chaya di, ta kanda kansar rangja wachi, meja wachi, di lola chaya di pachi lela risha. Ta dine maadu yinne kubbele laanchi. Kansar rangdo daayu si shen yinne zane, ko daayu ji yinne kubbele chawa chigi yalwa ta. So ta ku gali gali di bele laanchi, yinne pungso uchwe diye diye, anda rinji tiyan naangi, di bu sami chungwe mimo nama, 那是什么鬼门？但是有，还是几户房子，几户空的，人家都问，知道吧？提醒看的人家，对着人家，你都没人信，但都是往这一步走。加上个，哎呢，朴素的店里把价格签约的时候呢，他，我不单的打扫什么都没得哎，啊，因为单的打扫没有包括人们的业务，就难得的，难得的，准备把他去什么这个，落雷云的，哎呢，刚上个店头呀。 가서 모니 주베 돈데 가서 라지 주베 제기 돈 좀 해 봤다 가서 모니 주베 돈데 이러러 야샤 돼야지 패지 된데 여사래 저 된데 인류 안 된데 지면이 양디 여자 돼 나이 땡도 가서 라지 주베 제기 돈 좀 러러 샤야지 유대야지 대다 가서 라지 주베 돈에 돈이 대한 지겨 말이 디 가서 민두 삼아서 러러 샤야지 가서 그 다음에 처음 또 여미디 가사 그 뜻이 풍속되는 상담나 가사 그 뜻도 민두 삼아서 러러 샤와 나시 풍속되는 책도나 이제 다음에 처음 배진 게 따래
So verse 2 says, if the Buddha, the dependent on the aggregates, does not exist through an essence, how could something that does not exist through its essence exist through the nature of another? And so, which means that if the Buddha does not exist inherently, and there's no essence that you can actually pinpoint as being this Buddha, then you cannot say the Buddha actually came about from some cause which is also intrinsically existent and cause. So whatever is dependent on the nature of another, its selfhood is not tenable. So if things were to have any kind of intrinsic existence, and you cannot talk about the Tathagata as being the Tathagata, how could that which lacks selfhood be a Tathagata? And then if there is no essence, and so here, according to the Ratnavadi by Nagarjuna, it is actually quite useful to think along these lines, which says that if a person is neither of the six constituent factors such as earth, water, fire, wind, and space, and consciousness, then what is a person? And then Master Nagarjuna goes on to say that the person is designated on the basis of these six constituent factors. And these six constituent factors also do not have any inherent existence as well, because they are two designated. And on the basis of their object of designation. And so when we are able to think along these lines and gain understanding of emptiness, of course it's going to be very, very helpful to kind of loosen the grip on some kind of called solidity in things. It happened to me about 40 years ago that I had gained some insight or some kind of experience of the coarser level of selflessness of a person. And how that can be told is that, you know, when I think about a person, myself as such, I can feel that this person does not exist inherently. This person does not have any independent existence apart from being designated. But then when the same reasoning, the same kind of logic that I use to establish myself as being selfless or devoid of any kind of intrinsic existence, when I use it, that same logic and on the other objects like my body and mind, the psychophysical aggregates, I mean, I could not have the same kind of experience as I had with the self. And therefore, this is a sign that one has not gained the full, complete understanding and insight or experience of selflessness of a person as such. Because when you turn towards the objects which are not the self, but the psychophysical aggregates, you don't have that same experience.
I'm going to go to the next one. nyawa langzha la tene, nyawa lembopo. Nyawa lembopo la tene, nyawa langzha. Ta duks dhokorwa ta, dhiri. Zanda kanda, rishidhani shengwe ta mato tishi shiwa. Kedi phungpo ma tema tishi shiwa gaya na, nyawa lemba, sami phungpo la ma tema bar, nyawa lembopo tishi shiwa shi yewe yina, tene tatu tenkyu shings. Ani, phungpo ti tenche, tishi shiwa tenpa che, ta di, Kuni tot tate sosu che di yeba jina, da nyawa lebobo di shewa ngari yeba che, di yeba jina, tene tatu ten yushin, tene, tene, gyura raas. Sami yi pungu nona madem wara di shewa ngaya me. Pungu nona madem be, sami yi pungu modrube kona la, modrube kona la, nyawa lemba, kasa, nyawa lemba mewe kona la, nyawa lebobo yung maris. Kanshin madem yue me na, Then it is a yelling yours. Nyar, because of the Pungul of Madem, some of you Pungul of Madem, but any Yever, Madem, Yever minute, then it is a Temben Yawalab news. Nyarlava, Nyarlava Chimmy. Nyarlava, the way this is with Chimmy. Tether, Napangan, Zazana, can she tiny shiny to maybe this is what the Nyarlava Chitta. Can she Nyarlava, ten is she lay your means. Dagungle Kameva, Tishengle Yurikin, Tedan Yella, Nyel Limbo, Nabokun Tomoyin. Ta? Nyo Limba, Nyo Langsha, any Pumbu, Moni Yutube Tome, now Teletina Dagwe, Tishiwa, Tejane, Tomaris, Chitapuna, Dobutu. Longshigan Mijiti, Mizushigan Mijishi, neither Nimi Mijiti, Dagwe to Chava Charles. Tanya tong sheni semzebe kasa shiwa yungzhu shiwa gunda ji tongbe yungzhu tepa she yuwa ro da chesanga ta tongyi shi le du be de yungzhu tertu zhe ta ene mibu lam ji kasa namda lam ji mibu tertu zhe ta ti tempa yu gu sam zhen di gong ta kam zhe tongyi ta tempa mo zhu sa di shen gu du tong shi jian mi shi di mi zhun shi jian mi shi shi ni de ni mi mi shi de da ba tong du zhe ba cha su te shen du Tada mida la so shi, shi wan dira ka la yu, da kazi yi da kazi shin sa suwa. Tanya du, mada wachebe ngane, eni, chini lo ga dawa shi, chini malo ga dawa shi, shi tu ga ri. Tanda ba gong du shi na, ni ga lo, kada, ngoni ki zui shi wa, ngoni ki shi wa. Tada mida la so shi, shi wan dira ka la yu. Tada tamya la so shi, shi wan dira ka la yu. Kangi Tishin Shik Yuechi Zibutuku Sungyuwa Tini Nyangan Dewaala Meji Namdo Tokur Chis. Da Rangshin Yiduwa Dehla Gyanji Sungta. Da Rangshin Kini Tongdala Sanjian Nyangan Dehne Nyangan Dehne Ni Yodu Shia Medu Shia Sambang Taiwa Ni Mingyus. Kangda Sanjian Zhen Dehshin Seba Mela Zhesheba Zhebe Nyamba Tegungi Dishiwa Tong Mingyus. Da Dishiwa Dehne Dishiba Ranshin ka tenin jodhi Ranshin yi. Dishiba Ranshin mi, jodhi Ranshin mi, shini. Ta di, Dishiba liya, dakdo zayni, yungdi zini nyame dhiva chigi. Chini yi ngandu, rojiwa rwa, Dishin yi mechi tang shini, gyudame nara sunyati. Zosan kundi chojido, Dishin yi mechi tang shini. Nata kanda, ngaranzu, nilu Ranshin yi meba dita, gyan kusay yandu kundi ki sanji Ranshin meba, Ranshin meba di, Kanda jibu rinmada sange kewa yaw maris. Dada trimada jemaja dindiga tawane, da shaya yaw rinmada rinshin mewe, rinshin, gaza rinshin ki tangzamge, chini yingandu rochibu chan, jibu rinsi. Sungduwa. Da dindiga yindu zane, yaa dishi shewa liyangandu taiwa chesa jindu, da taiwa chesa jindarbe, teki kondu shiwa nisi, bina jigdan gopa bo, da taiwa chesa yudi, da dagwa, rinjung, eni, be, Tempa tatu, jindari pe tachigdo dindudun zindi goroda. Da, nganzuyo di tempa liya taiba shochi gori, wane tani kebi kemne, chamar kibu nrola penshibu tempa shiksoan, deshi kyopsoan na shincheni, dindijiri, da tela, yang chik tsuktubu chik loli ya shayayewa hindu zane, wada tela miksusa, miksukaan chikso. Di shugu tomde, di shibu rashibu na shi, nganzuyo rashibu baris, wada di songduwa. Tene tangsam ma to ngonji tribe tongwe rangshi kanyin pa tene Jawa namji kyan Pungpula tene tangsam shi ma to Medeba chikwa reis Tezara dishiba rangshi me Jawa diya rangshi me Dishiba takwa shi chave Shi chawa rupu shiwa nishu zanyi pa hos
So when you have when you use the same kind of logic that you establish emptied as selflessness on a person onto the selflessness of a phenomena that psychophysical gains, and if you are able to actually gain the same kind of experience or insight into that the emptiness, then you have actually realized the very subtle emptiness or selflessness. And that's verse number 3 says the self's existence or non-existence has in no way has been established. Without that, how could the afflictions exist and existent and non-existent be established? Then verse number 4 says, the one whom to whom the afflictions belong has not been established as existent. Without anyone to whom they belong, there are no afflictions of anyone. And so, with reference to the Tathagata as well, we can think about refer these to Tathagata as well. And then a Tathagata is someone who has attained a pure psychophysical aggregates as pure body and mind, and in dependence on those pure body and mind, we can actually designate someone as Tathagata. Apart from the psychophysical aggregates, which are the basis for that designation, there is no Tathagata as such. And so, just as one views one's own body, the afflictions are not afflicted in the fivefold way. Just as one views one's own body, the afflicted is not in the afflictions in the fivefold ways. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading. Sorry. It's on page 121. Whatever is dependent on the nature of another is its selfhood is not tenable. How could that which lacks selfhood be a Tathagata? And so this is called in relation to the Tathagata, how you do this kind of analysis, that the Tathagata has to be posited on the basis of his pure and psychophysical aggregates. If there is no essence, if the Tathagata has no essence, how could there be the nature of being another? Apart from having an essence or nature of another, how could there be the Tathagata? How could the Tathagata be? And here you have to understand that the Tathagata is actually merely designated through our conceptions, language, and so forth, and there's no Tathagata as such that is intrinsically existent without depending on these factors. And if without dependence on the aggregates there could be Tathagata at all, how would he now depend on them? And through depending on them, he would be dependent. So these are all talking about the Tathagata, the relationship between the Tathagata and his aggregates as well. And therefore, the verse number 6 says, inasmuch as there is no Tathagata, not dependence upon the aggregates, if he does not exist without depending on them, how could he appropriate them? So between the body and the mind of the Tathagata and the body, and the Tathagata himself, there's this relationship of the appropriator and the appropriated. And that's what it's referring to. And so without the appropriated, there is no appropriation. Without the appropriation, how can there be a Tathagata as well? And then there's almost read through to verse number 11, 9 and 10 also read, and then in verse number 11 says, we do not assert empty, nor do we assert non-empty. We neither assert both nor neither. They are asserted only for the purpose of designation. This is in a way pointing out to the Chittamatras that even emptiness itself cannot have any intrinsic existence. existence, because the Chidamatras say that they find the ultimate truth, which is called the perfect nature. It has its own essence, and therefore to deny that, to reject that, as Master Nagarjuna is saying this, and then. Verse number 15 is also called criticism of how we look at things. And so verse number 16 actually shows that just as we can see that the Tathagata does not have any kind of essence whatsoever, but then the Tathagata is merely designated, likewise we should, the sentient beings also should see ourselves as having no essence. And so because this is said, because when we actually have faith in the Tathagata, what we think is that the Tathagata has some kind of essence in himself or herself, and that is not the case, is what is taught here. Within emptiness, of course, all the Buddhas and sentient beings are the same in that sense. But then the Buddhas and the Tathagatas are someone who has reached this goal, which is purity, and that we are in impure realm. And then with regard to the object of negation, of course, to establish the object that things are without any kind of intrinsic existence, saying that they are dependently originated, therefore they do not have any intrinsic existence, and therefore to refute the object of negation, which is this independent existence in things, is easier. But having done that, the more difficult thing is to assert that things are merely designated.
There's no choice. Liduwa. So that those who do that, and that shine that minja tayo sam, that the minja tayo sam, yabaji to sha yun do that, gyunde penu chaji sangya samalo. And lo te yi shokso, yu su nyi le ne mandes, yana ngonji zhugo re, yana mingi wangi yue zangi zhugo go re, yu su nyi le mande, yu su ngama la rigwe nebes, eni yu su shima le, we men yando lo te yi shokso, chango shokso, tam malam jim te gyur ne.
So Master Tsongkhapa says that
Tanya Mingya Tayu Zangita Shayadi Umetawa Tartuba Kasayan Dinitos Soto Tongshong Niba Tanto Lala Yari and Umujubana Yuva Kasa Kasa Sushu Kasa Nugur Chela said Kasa Digoti Rangshin Koyadi Dodla Lagris Rangshinko Nubus Chiller, she said to the little, she said to Bojavich, that's it, don't you? Madam Tata, no one of those who were the Nubus Chellers. Chanson Shadi, don't you have those Lella? Data, Dinju, Tombo Shadi, those Lella. That Tombo Dinju Shadi, those Kaga. Tago those Kong Kong Kong, any combats on your Mari, never Pesichos of the Massa, Pesichonam Gay Chavaji, said the Hindu.
So when it comes to analyzing the things, how they exist, thinking about how things are dependently originated and therefore they are empty of any independent existence may be easier than actually being able to come to the conclusion that because things are empty that they are devoid of any dependently originated, designated. And so Master Tsongkhapa has actually said that for you who has studied the profound Madhyamaka treatises, it may be difficult for you to assert that things come through causes and conditions, dependence on causes and conditions. Maybe more difficult for you to assert. But then, having understood that things have no intrinsic existence, you must try to direct your mind, force your mind towards that conclusion. So that may seem to be like being saying something quite desperately, but when it comes to analyzing about the nature of things, Jangkhye Rinpoche Dorje has said that although things do appear, how things actually exist, is not the way they appear to us, just as the way we perceive them to be at this stage. For us, things appear to have. What happened? For us, what happens is things appear to have some kind of a solidity from their own side, but then that's not actually the real face of the mother. Mother here is a reference to emptiness, and so in emptiness, the face of the mother doesn't seem to be like that, and which is pure emptiness, he says. And but having said that, understanding that things do not have any intrinsic existence and that they come through causes and conditions, of course, for us, we may say that, of course, maybe things are empty, but then it doesn't really but in our day-to-day life, I mean, all these different things actually work for us. We can relate to the cause, effect, good, bad, and so forth. And so why do we have to say that things are empty, and that they are merely designated as such. And of course, having said that, there is that things do not have any intrinsic existence, and if you are not able to find, and if you look at things how they truly exist, then you will find that there is no choice but then to say that they are merely designated. And when you understand that, when you are able to assert that although things are empty of any independent existence, yet they still do exist by way of mere designation, then everything else will be easy for us to accept, like causality, good, bad, and samsara, nirvana, and so forth. All these different things that we deal with in our life also can be asserted very comfortably without any contradiction. And therefore, Master Tsongkhapa has said that the most difficult part of the Madhyamaka philosophy view, philosophical view, is ultimately the most difficult thing is to be able to say that the things, while it's a fact that the things are devoid of any existence, that they are merely designated. And so it seems that to come to the conclusion by using the reasoning that because things are dependently originated, because things are dependent, therefore they are empty of inherent existence, that conclusion may be found easier. But then the difficult part is that having confirmed that things are empty, that they are dependent also. And therefore, in order to be able to have this insight into this, we need to collect merit with the help of bodhicitta and then do scrutiny into the nature of things and deepen our understanding.
Gaya mewa loyi dawa zangmisi. Ti xin, dak xin, kwa nyangde so, chugun lo da mingi tanya ki dakwa zangli, dak xin namji ting, rangi yewa gaya mochi soosu. Teta na yang, mori nidu ki, bagwe sosu jewe chukzung moro, kanna shiter, tenki zhuwa shik, chilzu rangri lo ngende la do. Teta chubwe lo la na yi, nga so dene zhuwe dilgundi, 각자 참고 인배 로잉어 상황하고 켜고 신도 제
So the seventh Dalai Lama has said that just as in our dream, when we see horses, elephants, and so forth moving here and there, we can still say that those horses and elephants do not have any intrinsic, any objective existence at all. Likewise, in our day-to-day life, when we are awake, and we can still say that everything around us, our experiences, and pain, pleasure, and so forth, do not have any intrinsic existence. They are merely designated, and because they are designated, therefore they do not have any intrinsic existence. Yet, having said that, he says, if we look at our own mind, we find that there is this appearance of things having some kind of a solidity in concrete existence, and we actually hold on to that kind of existence. But if you use this critical analysis into the nature of things, how they exist, and so forth, what you'll find is that they do not have any way of existence the way they do appear to us, that they are empty of any intrinsic existence whatsoever. So His Holiness will read through the first chapter.
The Shabadi, Kacha Shadi, and Shabadi, and the Shabadi, and the Shabadi, and the Shabadi, and the Shabadi, gabar de bandu ma shen chos kim do ta di raji shi zo zhu di ta ne du su ma sang shi dang yin de dong ne ge zao ta du ji ge dong ne du ji ge dong ne zao de ga ri chi go shun mi shi bi che ge sa ta di che ta di raji zhe ge ba na ne ta di gi nyen bu di o de de che ji o na ri nyen bu di ta ga da mi do we shi ro ji ge we yin na ta di ni do tu ge ji s ya de ma kyum zhe to a ma shi sa ru zhe ne raji zo shu bi na ne ani 차단의 용무 뒤에 뒤무 된지기 지기가 뒤에서 다 가게 쉬어지 가게 영어로 영어로서 너무 늦잖아요 다디 에네 카메라 다디 진지기 다 통시기 제대 다고 먼저 있네 다른 전에 많이 봐 점을 쉬어 영어로서 먼저 이제 다른 전에 많이 봐 인도잖아요 타이기 왕게 해봐도 의미 좀네 다 먼저 남자 직송 뒤에 상황으로 타이기도 예대 버려 왔어 어디 도신들 시행도 왔다 저어 뒤에 다 잠시 삼어 뒤에 딱 가다 뒤에 대박 거야 시다래
다
And so, before reading through the first chapter, His Holiness makes the summary. The first, in order to understand understand emptiness, we need also to understand how ignorance serves as the root of our suffering, the suffering of conditioned existence. And therefore, I began with the 26th chapter during this teaching, and then went on to the 18th chapter, which actually establishes the selflessness, wisdom of selflessness, and to stop the ignorance. And then I went on to 23rd chapter, which also says that ignorance is the root of attachment and anger as well, all these negative emotions. And having said that, then although things are empty, still things our pain, pleasure, the sights, things that we can see around, our experiences, visual objects, and so on, our thoughts and so forth, do have their existence, but the existence is merely in conventional terms and not in any essential or ultimate sense at all. And the rest of the chapters are all establishing emptiness.
कोई चावल जो यों दिखते हैं ती चावा चावा ने जांच चुकी तो समुद्र जो कंपटीट का मार्टन रोल हुआ जैसा का तो ना सांसिंगी मौका था रंशित रंजू डांकांग में ऐने चेन्दा का ना शिशुंशा था चेनो अधिनियम जाने मौका था सहदे सांसिंगी चीज ना लोले या शिमित साचे सहद सोयंग दो 타고도 두루 집이 대배님의 손으로 세우셔야 하래. 아니, 심이 싸대, 그 던디, 아니, 뺀주고 숭러 때네, 아니, 왜, 푸다쳐 시신거래스, 숭도가. 다 뺀주고 숭도서 쳐야지. 다가는 신기, 왜 싸게 왜, 아니, 싸와 삼겨챙이, 동고 삼겨랑신 숭도, 다 동고 때, 다가서, 아니, 입도 가도 뭐 죽을 수없이 디마송아. 부모가 못 죽었대, 부모가 했던 것대, 부모 진실로 신말와. 제가 간다 드디 늦잖아요. 그 간다 똥버스 늦잖아요. 따당하는 식 조정기 걔네 생긴 내 초와서 늦잖아요. 그 걔가 내 손질이 손용으로가. 따디 안도 조정기 티 페이지 개봉강 중이 개봉강 중이 안도 조정기 티 나라리야 직투도 제가 된지 꽤니. 아니 생 중년 좀 상처 아주 누가 그 다가서 지금 수진기 아니 롱 난신 생물 매듭 이부터 가다 매듭 뜨게지 되는 말이 사티리드 전에 가다서야 돼 빈주기 중로 때네 아니 사르치고 거래 스페스 푸다치고 거래 시속도가 어디 사자한다 세동 송주 세동 지미 신 소윤들 동부 생기랑 신세 송샤다 뒤 동동이 뒤 땅하고 여래 그 유기 아니 자제 정보 뭐로 두 번이 자제 정보 생산 정원이야 누르고 자제 정보 동의 따와대 지침 시급을 sāṅdhīrī yīndhī, kāndā yīnī sāyā, nīma, gīlū, bādā yīnī, tā gīlū chāshāni, jīg sāṅdhī jīsūṅ kūtsaṅ bē, shūṅ sāvū yārī, bē gēzā wā nyam rīzū, tā dzōrīṅ nyam rīzū, bē rū jārī, yīnī tīrī sāvā nā, sāvā rū tūsā yī, dōng yīg dāyā kāng, lī yīm dōwā. Sāṅdhīrī yīndhī, bādā sāgī kāni, tā chōnāṅ kā sūṅdā dī, sūṅdā mē rā yārī, yīnī gōngbā chēsā dī, yā, chā chīng nē dāyā nā, kāchī, yā, shiandōng sūṅ shāyā dī, yūjīn wē sāyā kāng lō gōngbā shāyā gī, yā, yōng kūrī, sāngdī wē kūrī nī, tōngbā shīng nāmshā sū yīndi zā nē, yīn dī tōngbā dī shiandōng rāng chā dī yārī, rā, dā, gūnzōng rāng dōng, kāndōng dāba yīnī shiandōng shīng, dā, dā dōg shīng jī yā sūṅ dī dā sā mā tē rī chūng dōgā, mā dō, kāndā sā gōngbā shīng sī yī wē sō rī chī rī tē dī. Tīndī yīndī bēnchī lōng chū yīngī, ngē dūng lōng rī lā kēshī, nyam yōng chēng jī nā chō rī, jā nā gōngbā chīk tō pāp sā dī, dī dī shūng mōng gō dā, tī dī khūng jī tīk, dī gōngbā shī sā kawā shē tōgā, dī gōngbā shī sā kawā shē tōgā. Yīn dō shī tū rī yīnā, wādā wī nā ngā nyā thā nē, nyam yōng jī nā chō rī, jā nā gōngbā chīk tō pāp sā dī, dā dā, jī dī chū jā jī nā sōng shī mā rī, dī ngā nyā rā kīm chā rī yuwa shī, dā dā rī shā.
So all the Tibetan Buddhist traditions, Sakyan Nyingma Kyelo Kagyu, of course, have the same practice of this emptiness, and so it is necessary for all of them to have this practice of the wisdom of emptiness, the understanding of emptiness. And in the case of, for example, Nyingma tradition, they use the terms like the nature being primordially pure. And here, primordial purity, according to Dodruk Jingmi Tenpe Nyingma Rinpoche, a great Nyingma master, and he says that he explains, when he explains this primordial purity, he said it is this foundationless or called the rootless or foundationless. He uses this term, so this actually refers to how things do not have any intrinsic existence whatsoever. And so he says, in order to understand this this thing, one has to thoroughly study and understand the writings of the great panditas and accomplished masters. And then in the case of the Sakya tradition also, they use the terms like the unity of clarity, or unity of clarity and emptiness. And so where the mind is said to have this nature of clarity, which is the characteristic nature of the mind, and then the mind has this empty characteristic, which is nature of emptiness, as they say. And so here, emptiness is not just nothingness, but it has to be understood in terms of how, well, I have already explained. And, and similarly, it should be understood in the Nyingma tradition, and then in the, especially in the Dzogchen tradition, Kenpo Ngak Chung, when he establishes the nature of the mind, he actually uses the reasoning, which is called the absence of one and many. Through this reasoning, he establishes that the mind is empty, and therefore, it is even though such scholars as him has considered it very important to use reasoning and not just based on faith to come to the conclusion of the mind being empty in nature. And so the emptiness is not just nothingness, which we do not have to cultivate as such. And then in the Kagyu tradition also, in order to really understand what Mahamudra is, you need to understand emptiness. So all of these traditions, in terms of their view of emptiness, they all come down to the same view of emptiness. And you know, it's very important to understand it. Whereas in the Jonang tradition, it may be slightly different, where they use the term xiandong, or in extrinsic emptiness. The import of this very term maybe we can find out. But then this kind of term is even used in some Guhya Samaj Sanja, Tantra. And in the way the Jhanangpas use this term is they say that the conventional existence are empty of themselves and the ultimate nature is empty of another. And so because of that, they use the term the emptiness. And so Panchen Lobsang Chökyen's teaching is very important. He's actually very true to say that someone who has learned the definitive teachings and who also has the experience of all these teachings, from such a person's point of view, the different traditions of Tibetan Buddhism will not be contradictory, and this is true. And therefore, now, in order to gain this insight, you need to study.
So,
reading from the first chapter.
진리 인도자네 다 깨와 제 인도자네 고 모니 주버지 샤베베 인도자네 대전들의 가고의 태워면으로 디지 테마 타메리스 테마 타진서 이 말이스 테마 타진서야디 다 시바로 테마 타진 잡아서 마세베 수근데 테마 타진지 손무도가 저 디지 테마 타메리 가나 겐야 간시 모부라시 매는 이제 예보 간지 예면은 뒤에는 디주시 차원되는 테마인스 뒤에는 저 디주사디 다 남사디 바도 따든 전에 아주 나와도 두면은 모니 두야래 모니 두면은 rang temi rangwang ge zhu gu le temi rangwang ge zhu ne ge de te ge de sa jin zhe zu zhe du de sha jian no su su de ba la zhe gu de ne me ba ni jian no ran ne kang me ba de ni jian le ji zhe ji ji zhe zhe gu de me jiang jian zhe da le jian yu ne ji mi le jiang zhe gu ni ji qi ne jian me ju zhe gu jian ji ren xin ne jian no da ge ren xin me dang wen me le zhe gu kang de ni ji zhe jian ren xin de ji jian ji ren xin me jian mi ren xin zhe gu ni yue mi zhe gu me ba na ji mi jian do ka lan ju 깨한다고 시어도 저도 시어 담보. 다지 최디 선인마 선인 그저 찾아시던 긴다.
So he's on this from the beginning to the end of the chapter one, first chapter. So tomorrow, tomorrow we'll also have the ceremony for generation of bodhicitta, using the short. Three verses. I think wish, with the wish to liberate all sentient beings and so forth. That verse, and the verse, the first two verses are salutation verses, which we explained before. And then verse number three says, neither from self nor from another, nor from both, nor without a cause, does anything, whatever, anywhere arise. So this is actually here what is rejected is production from self, production from another, and both and neither, and. So whatever things arise cannot have any kind of self-production, production from a self. So the self-production or production from a self nature is actually propounded by Samkhya school, who say that within the seed there is the result or the effect. And then when Viveka comments on this verse, he actually says clearly that according to the Madhyamakas, emptiness is non-implicating negation. And then verse number four, in verse number four, there is mention of there being no fifth condition. So the fifth condition here could be referred to a condition which is permanent or like a creator God as asserted in the theistic schools. And then having said that there are four conditions and so forth, and then Master Nagarjuna goes on to say the essence of entities does not exist in such things as the conditions. And if the entity that is self does not exist, the entity that is other does not exist. So here, the argument that is usually raised is that if things were to have no intrinsic existence, how can cause and conditions give rise to their effect as such? And therefore, in answer to that, he says this verse. When we talk about some cause and effect, we can actually say an effect is that which is helped by the cause to bring it about and for its existence, for its coming into existence. And therefore, the cause is that which brings that into existence, and the effect is that which is brought into existence by that cause. And therefore, they cannot be simultaneously existent, inherently existent, and therefore they cannot be simultaneous as such. And when we talk about self and others, of course, they are also the relative. And sometimes in this verse, instead of saying the entity that is other does not exist, instead of saying the entity, we could also say there is no arisal or of it.
Or
And then verse number six is rejecting intrinsic existence in actions that we create. Action does not have conditions. Conditions meaning that they do not have any condition which gives rise to it, and intrinsically independently. There is no action without conditions. There is no conditions without action. Nor do any of the have action. And then since in dependence on these, there is no arising. There is the These are all called conditions. So if there were some kind of intrinsic existence in the causes and the conditions which give rise to their effect, then what would happen is that the effect itself should also be intrinsically arisen, whereas it is not. If it is intrinsically arisen, then the effect must be there at the time of the cause itself as well. So there is a bi-monthly confession for monks and nuns at 1:30 in the Kalachakra Hall for the monks and nuns sojourn today.